is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
The following is a special high school sports presentation on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Oh, it's a big spurt for E.J. Davis. Look at him go. He pops it clean. 40, 45, 50. Off to the races. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Reverses his field. 30, 25, 20. Gone! Touchdown! How about that? E.J. Davis takes it 78 for the score.
And you will score, too, with high school football right here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio, 105.5 FM.
Richards, to receive the kickoff, does so at the 17. He's going to reverse his field down the near side. He's got a wedge of blockers. Look out. He makes three men miss at the 50. He is going to make a house call. Justin Richards. What a return, Chuck. 85, 86 yards.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. He looks like a freight train going down the sideline. Here comes the train
as a CSX flies through Booster Field. Sounds like it's running right down the middle of the gridiron.
Stay right on track with scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR Radio as we cover the big games, including Anna, Fort Loramie, Sydney, Layman, Minster, New Bremen, Versailles, and Marion Local.
Peyton Noddy, offensive backfield, look at him go to work. Outside left tackle, he's got a gaping hole. He moves to the sideline, motoring to the 40. He's at the 50. Fort Loramie territory, down the near sideline. No one's going to catch him. Blinding speed, quarterback Peyton Noddy.
Donovan O'Leary, quarterback for the Layman Catholic Cavaliers.
Here's O'Leary, quick slant. McFarland catches. He's at the 14. Nice to the 11. Upended right there. Looks like he's got the first down.
I'm getting kind of the Halloween spirit through my right. I'm looking through cobwebs.
Well, this game is going to finish up with a trick or treat. We don't
know. Yeah, let's hope it's a treat.
Yes. 3-11, 3-10 to go. Quarterback Caleb Maurer may elect to keep it here. No, he dishes on the play to Holland. Look at Holland go.
Again.
Right tackle. Cuts it back against the grain. 25-20. Holland zipping to the end zone.
Wow.
That may do it. That may do it. Will Holland, a splendid run. Will Holland with two big second half bolts to the end zone. And Fort Loramie seems to have broken this one open. A two-score lead.
Wow.
With 2:57 to go.
That is impressive.
You'll enjoy each week's pregame, too, and entertaining comments from coaches and players.
Your most favorite coach?
I love Coach Wells. He's helped me a lot, and I love playing for him.
So you'd score him 10 on a 10-point scale, and Corey Britton a 9.9999.
Yes, that's what I would do. I love them both.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, we've got tonight what could be an exciting game for you. It's Sydney on the road at Stebbins, a big Division II Region 8 matchup. Sydney Yellow Jackets 4-4, having won two straight against the Stebbins Indians, 3-4 on the year. Win one of two remaining games and avoid the region's top four football programs. And win one of two, and you're going to be in the playoffs and not play any one of the top four. You win both, you might even get a home field. You drop a pair of games these last 2 weeks, and you fall all the way down to 14 or 15, and you play one of the top couple teams in the region for certain. Sydney is in its stride, playing its very best football of the campaign, that's for sure. Sydney's had some injuries. They've healed up. The offensive line is in tip-top shape now for the Yellow Jackets. Meanwhile, Stebbins is ailing a little bit. Adrian Norton, an all-stater at wide receiver last year, has quarterbacked some out of necessity. The young man who started the campaign at quarterback for Stebbins has been out. It was thought a freshman might see some action. Norton, in fact, has been out a couple of weeks after quarterbacking, but he is taking the snaps out on the field during warm-ups. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. It is week number 9 of the campaign, and it is a beautiful night. 9 straight of them. How about that?
Well, and it happens that way when you start in July. You don't have to worry about the cold weather. It used to be, you know, we would probably be doing the 7th maybe. This would be the 7th week. So, you know, it's starting early has its advantages, hot games early in the season, but it makes for beautiful nights now.
A 12-year head coach at Sydney, Adam Dungis, is saying that his team is really clicking, began the campaign with some inexperience. We'll hear from both head coaches in just a few minutes. Winton Woods, Xenia, Edgewood, and Kings, top four clubs in this region in D2. Combined mark of 30-2. Boy, you don't want to lock into the horns of any one of those four in round one of the playoffs if you can help it. Next week, Sydney plays Xenia. Chance to garner big computer points. Same scenario for Stebbins against Piqua. Again, an opportunity to amass huge computer points next week. Clear skies overhead, a few cumulus clouds, no chance of rain. We do expect some high winds later on tonight. Right now, pretty calm. And it is a fantastic night for high school football.
Yep, beautiful night. Nice stadium here.
Yes.
First time I've been here.
Expect Sydney to throw the ball more than Stebbins. Tucker Heron, 62% thrower for the Yellow Jackets. The junior is coming on like gangbusters. Stebbins will run behind two big 300-pound offensive linemen, Jake Wheelock, who is being considered by Ohio State. Wheelock is a junior. And another young man who lines up right next to him, with the last name of Stoudemire, is a sophomore. So expect Stebbins to try to keep the ball out of the hands of Sydney and its playmakers. 4 kickoff returns for Scores this year, and Sam Reynolds on the outside. Chuck, he is a playmaking machine when it comes to hitches, screens, and he's a great vertical target down the field for quarterback Heron.
Yeah, you just get the ball to him in space, and that's when they are absolutely at their best. And they're as quick as any team in the area, but they got to get the ball to him in space and allow them, because they're not going to run between the tackles.
Nope. They are getting some yards from Isaiah Foster and Martez Harris. Those two are now up to 700 yards between them on the campaign. Sydney will run it some to keep Stebbins' defense honest, that's for sure. Defensively, safety Miles Vordemark may not be a better safety in the area. Consider all divisions. Vordemark is outstanding. 125 tackles he's been in on this year. Head coach Adam Dungis will tell you in just a few minutes that Vordemark has a nose for the ball, Chuck. He can look at the footwork, the hands of linemen, of players on the offensive side of the ball, and be so adept at sensing where the play is going to go.
Yeah, he's got a real knack for finding the football, and that's what safeties and linebackers have to be able to do. And in the games that I've seen that young man play in, he has never disappointed.
Right.
He's been a stud every game I've seen.
Yep, Yellow Jackets are hitting their stride, but Coach Bonifay of Stebbins loves his team too. His clubs have had success versus Sydney, winning by 1 point and 2 points in the pair of games played in 2020. And by 2 points in 2019, Sydney came from behind, won last year at home by a score of 35-20 in a game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. So many thanks to our outstanding underwriting sponsors here tonight. They include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Airstream and Jackson Center, expand your career, join the growing team at Airstream, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney, Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know that Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom and Minster. SECURCOM. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. And our broadcast partner, WMVR, Hits 105.5. Thanks very much to the Sydney radio station for partnering with us on high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. We'll keep you abreast of other scores in the area tonight, and there are some big ones. A couple of big contests, Chuck, in the Midwest Athletic Conference, Minster at New Bremen, and Coldwater on the road to Versailles.
Yeah, should be a really good game. I mean, Coldwater is outstanding, but Versailles is really, really good at home.
Troy plays Greenville. Pickwood plays Vandalia Butler. Fort Loramie hosting Lucas, a team from up west of Worcester, an independent like Fort Loramie that the Redskins lost to at Lucas last year. It's another D7 club, but it's ranked in the top eight in its region in Northeast Ohio. We'll keep an eye on that game, too. And how about Milton Union and Northridge tonight?
Well, that's a big game. I mean, you didn't really think about Milton Union and Northridge back in the day, but they have become football giants.
Haven't they, though? That's for certain. Adam Dungis is the 12-year head coach for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. He likes the direction his club is headed. Four wins and two losses after playing two superb opponents in Bellefontaine and Tippecanoe to open the year. The Yellow Jackets are performing quite well right now. Dungis said his club has come a long way, especially when you consider that the Yellow Jackets were very lean on varsity experience when the 2022 campaign started.
You know, going into the season, I didn't want to say we were young, but we were just inexperienced. We had a lot of seniors that, were JV players last year as juniors, and a lot of juniors who were JV players as sophomores last year that were expected to be starters for us this year. So we had a lot of new Friday night people out there. And, when you start your season right away with, a Bellefontaine team and a Tip team who are, combined only have one or two losses right now in the season, that's a pretty tough start for an inexperienced team. So I like how we responded back from those two losses and have kind of continued to grow. We've had some lumps along the way and games I don't think we played as well in, and the kids know that too. But at the end of the day, you just keep looking for growth, and you're looking to be playing your best football at the end of the year, and we're not quite there yet, but we're getting there.
Hey, you combine this league schedule with Bellefontaine, as you noted early on in the campaign. You haven't played Xenia yet, but it's a highly athletic football league. You can't sleep any Friday night, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, we've had, Fairborn has a new coach this year, Troy got a new coach this year, and West Carrollton, new coach, and all three of those coaches, I think very, very highly of what they've done at their previous programs, their coaching background, their coaching history, and you can definitely see the overall quality of our league as far as the head coaches and the coaching staffs is really darn good. Just being in this league for playing these similar teams for the last, 12 years as a head coach and 18 years overall, I think it's as good as it's ever been as far as just the overall quality of the coaching and the players and, just overall, I think our league's pretty deep, 1 through Town.
On your team, probably no better maturation over the course of eight games than quarterback Tucker Herron. Wow, what a campaign.
Yeah, you know, we offensively, we do a lot of reading post-snap and pre-snap and pulling the ball out and making throws in tight windows. So, you know, it's quarterback's always a lot of pressure on you. And a kid that, you know, played JV last year in a little bit different system, and this year he moved to a newer system and he won the battle, and he's our starting quarterback and has definitely had some lumps along the way, and he's still not playing his best football, and that's a good sign. You know, there's still room there for growth and improvement, and hopefully we can see that jump again here week 9 and week 10 and moving into the playoffs.
And one of the young men that Tucker targets often is Sam Reynolds. Splendid season for him.
Yeah, no, he's always been a big play guy for us, and this year we were able to get him the ball a lot more than what maybe we have in the past, and a lot more targets, and he's made the most of those targets, and a lot of that has to do with one, just our overall scheme, but two, he's able to get himself open, and then, you know, when he's not getting the ball, he's able to do things that still helps us make us better as far as blocking or using his route to maybe get somebody else open in a certain scheme that we may be doing. So his growth and maturity overall has been fantastic, and you know, when good things happen to good people, you feel good about that.
Spotlight how your offensive line has gelled. I know you had some new pieces in there at the start of the season back in August.
Yeah, no, it's been a pretty solid group of five guys we've had. We've had some injuries. Brennan Barnes has been out the last couple weeks, but he should be back this week. So Sam News filled in for him. But it's been a good group that's grown. You know, we do a lot more pulling of our guards and tackles and than what we have in the past. So it's been a learning curve for those guys, and I'm happy with where we're at, and they're going to continue to grow also.
Adam Dungis, head coach of Sydney, before tonight's big game between Sydney and Stebbins. Big plays, you've had a lot of them. 4 kickoff returns, 3 by Fleming, all the way to the house.
Yeah, Tank Fleming is, you know, he's only touched the ball 4 times on kickoffs, and 3 of them gone for touchdowns. You know, it's and then Julius Spradling's got the other one. So, you know, we got to figure out. You know, last week kind of hit him a little bit, and they thought they were kicking to somebody else, I would assume, and he was able to catch that one. It's pretty. I mean, I wouldn't kick it to him either. So, we're going to continue to be maybe a little bit more creative on hiding him a little bit and maybe not showing where he's at right away to see if we can give him some more touches. Because obviously, when you're batting 75% on returning things for touchdown, you're a big asset.
In my own. Oh my, is Miles Vordemark ever special on the defensive side of the ball?
Yeah, no. You know, we pretty much structure our defense around where everybody's got to take up a body, take up a gap, and trying to keep Miles as clean as we can. So, you know, he'll be the first one to tell you, you know, he's able to get a lot of tackles because when everybody else does their job on defense, he should be unblocked. And then that allows him to use what he's good at, and that's having a nose for the ball, understanding. You know, he's done a really good job of understanding, just reading tendencies. He's looking at kids' feet and their hands and knowing what's pass and run before the ball's even snapped, and has an idea of where the ball's going to go the majority of the time. But like I said, it's a tribute to the other 10 kids who are on that defense of they got to do their job, and if they do, Miles is going to have a lot of tackles at the end of the night.
Regarding computer playoff implications, this game tonight with Stebbins is significant.
Yeah, it's big. You know, it's a league game, and I've liked kind of what we've created here with Stebbins a little bit is another rivalry game of. They've been close matchups. They've been pretty good battles. You know, even last year, I think we won maybe by a couple scores, but we were down by a couple scores at halftime. And prior to that, all the games were 1, 2, and 3 points. So they've been battles, but it's a big game for both of us as far as computer points. Kind of looking at the math, I think the winner of this game will avoid having to play one of the top 4 teams in our region and possibly, you know, get into playing a 5, 6, 7, or 8 seed. Then who knows? Maybe we both win. You know, if you win week 10, then you have an outside chance of maybe hosting the game. So it's a big game with us expanding to 16 playoffs teams. You know, a lot of teams are still playing for something at the end, and whether you're playing to get in or playing for a home game or playing for 2 rounds of home games, there's still a lot of things for people to play for.
Sydney Yellow Jackets head coach Adam Dungis talking about this region and the computer playoffs. Sydney currently 12th, Stebbins 14th, as he noted, the top 16 get in. The top 8 play at home. Sydney and Stebbins have some ground to make up, but they can both do it over these next 2 weeks, especially given who they play.
A very important game tonight for Sydney, which is in front of Stebbins, but two notches in the computer rankings. And the Yellow Jackets would like to win number three in a row this evening and then take aim on Xenia in the season finale. Who knows what can happen, Chuck?
Well, Sydney is a very, very fast, talented football team.
Dangerous.
And they can, I swear, they can score from any place on the field on any play. And that makes them, like you said, a very dangerous football team.
Sam Reynolds, the outstanding wideout, 800 yards receiving on the campaign for Sydney. Greg Bonifay, six-year head coach at Stebbins after nine at Southeastern in Clark County, supported Coach Dungis' remarks about the improved strength of the Miami Valley League. He said there's more balance this year than in other seasons.
Yeah, you got to bring your best week in, week out here in the MVL, and you know, on any given Friday, anybody can beat anybody. It's a very competitive league, and we've grown a lot since we've come together and started back this league back up, and look for, you know, some good teams to get out of this league and hopefully make a run.
And talk about Stebbins offensively skilled players that we will be highlighting tonight during the play-by-play of Stebbins versus Sydney.
You know, we're going to look at our one of our wide receivers, Adrian Norton, who was a first-team All-State last year as a wide receiver. Early on in the year, we had to move him to quarterback due to an injury to a starter. And, you know, he did a great job for us there, and we're happy to get him back out and hopefully playing some wide receiver this week. Last week in our game against Xenia, running back went down. We had to take one of our linebackers and put him in at running back in Lavelle Lyles, and he stepped up and ran the ball well for us, so we're looking for some good things out of him this week, too.
And you've got a standout offensive lineman who goes on defense for you, too, who is being looked at by the Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yeah, Jake Wheelock, he's a phenomenal athlete, great in the classroom. He's a 3.95 GPA. He kind of runs that offensive line and lets everybody know what they need to do on each play.
Your schemes offensively, I know you'll go five wide. You'll have two tight ends sometimes.
Yeah, we like to do what's given to us. You know, we take what they're going to give to us, and if we need to spread it out, we're going to spread it out and you know, try to throw the ball, try to run the ball out of that. And, you know, if we need to come in double tights, and we've got a pretty big offensive line that we feel like we can run behind, and if we need to come in and power people, we're going to come in and power people.
Defensively, what do you look like to the spectator in the stands?
We're a 4-3 base defense. You know, we move around a lot. We like to blitz. We like a lot of movement on our D-line. And you'll see mostly zone coverage out of our defensive backfield, but we will lock up and play some man, too. I feel like we've got the athletes to do that as well.
Coach Bonifay, sixth year at Stebbins, our guest before tonight's game between Stebbins and Sydney. Before we talk about the Yellow Jackets, your opponent, highlight what you need to improve on heading in to week number nine. Big game. You've got a shot to move up in the region computer playoff rankings.
Yeah. I haven't questioned our kids' effort all year, which is, you know, what every coach wants to be able to say. We've fought hard every game. And we just need to execute. Our kids need to come out and play with confidence and do the things that they're supposed to do, and the rest will fall into place.
I tell you what, if fans want to see a high school football game with great competition, watch Sydney and Stebbins each year. It's usually close. It's well played. Expect no different tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, we've had some battles over the last few years since I've been down here at Stebbins, and you know, I look for tonight to be no different than that.
What strikes you most about the Yellow Jackets?
They go out and they compete. You know, they do a good job of believing in what they're doing, and they're well coached and do what they need to do to be successful.
Greg Bonifay, head coach of the Stebbins Indians, common opponents for these two clubs here tonight. A 6-point win by Sydney over Butler, 12-6. Stebbins lost to Butler, 10-7. Stebbins beat Fairborn 35-21 last week. Sydney beat Fairborn 28-21. tell you what, Chuck, it's a toss-up. It's a pick'em game here tonight at Stebbins.
It is. I mean, there are three really good teams in the league with Tip, Piqua, and Xenia.
Yep.
But the drop-off is not as bad as it has been in the past, and I think that's what both coaches echoed in their pregame talks.
Exactly. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here tonight, there are key building components, too. Sydney wants to get the football in the hands of its playmakers on the outside and excel on special teams as well. For Stebbins tonight, I think the Indians want to run the ball. It's a big offensive line. Keep it out of the hands of Sydney's offense. Those are the key building components for these two clubs tonight, Sydney and Stebbins. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. It's a two-minute break. It's our two-minute pre-kickoff break upcoming. We'll have the boot to start the game right around the corner. Two-minute break. Great night for high school football at Stebbins. Sydney Yellow Jackets on the road. Sydney 4-4 on the year. Stebbins 3-4. I'm Jack along with Chuck McBee, and we'll return in a couple of minutes. This is Scores, broadcast.com, and it's 105.5.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks to our radio station sponsors here tonight. We are partnered with Hits 105.5 FM, NK Telco, Sydney Chiropractic, and Sydney Body Car Star have joined us. Thanks to our radio listening audience and our online audience as well. Stebbins Indians down below, attired in the gray jerseys, white numbers, red pants, white helmets, red trim. Sydney Yellow Jackets across the way, black headgear with gold piping. White uniforms top to bottom, a lot of gold and black trim. Colorful night here at Stebbins. Picture perfect evening in mid-October for high school football action.
Got a little bit of a breeze, but I mean, they were talking about wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour tonight. I hope if that's coming, it's after the game's over.
Chuck, I missed the coin toss. Not sure who is kicking or receiving.
Okay. You asked me a question right in the middle of me looking. Somebody deferred, so whoever gets the ball, they won the toss. But I honestly didn't see who got it. But it looks to me like Stebbins is going to kick off.
These two clubs take part in the Miami Valley League Valley Division. Xenia leads at 7-0, Sydney 4-3, Stebbins 3-4. In the MVL Miami, Tippecanoe is 6-1, Piqua 5-2, Troy 4-3. Last week, Xenia clobbered Stebbins 42-7, got off to a pretty good start. Then a few key injuries saddled Stebbins. Sydney won on the road, coming from a touchdown behind in the fourth quarter to beat Fairborn 28-21. Opening kickoff to start the game is a bounder down to the 36-yard line. Stebbins taking a cue from the last several weeks of great special teams play by Sydney. Four kickoff returns for scores. So Stebbins says, not tonight, Yellow Jackets. So the ball is booted along the turf. It skids to the 37, and that's where Sydney starts. First down, 10 yards to go.
Probably a wise choice.
Yep. What wind there is, Chuck, is maybe blowing toward the north from the south. Sydney to the line of scrimmage. Tucker Heron, the fine junior quarterback. It's a very high snap. He leaps way up to Spirit. Timing is off on the play. Delayed handoff, offensive backfield to Martez Harris, and he's stuffed for a 1 or 2 yard setback.
He did a good job of just being able to corral that snap. That was a very bad snap. High and wide.
Sydney a little off on its first play from scrimmage. And the new line of scrimmage is at the 35. Call it a minus two on that opening snap from center. Bunched receivers to the left, including Reynolds. And here is the quarterback, Heron, handing the ball off. It's a sweep around left end. It's stretched out by Stebbins. And the ball carrier, Harris, is toppled to the ground at the 36-yard line. It's going to be third down and 11. Sydney, offensive side of the ball. Isaiah Foster, Martez Harris, the running backs. Tucker Heron, the junior quarterback. Wideouts, Jai Foster Wheeler, Sam Reynolds, and Julius Spradling. Tight end, Wyatt Biddle. Offensive line, the center, Eli Biddle. The guards, Will Boshiers and Hayden Cottrell. The tackles, Brennan Barnes and Thomas Seibert. They have really gelled, as has that offensive line. And here is Heron, a quick throw in the right flat. It's complete, but Stebbins snuffs it out. Ball caught at the 35, and the receiver dumped right there. That was Foster Wheeler, I think, on the catch. And Stebbins with a fine defensive start to this game, Chuck.
Well, yeah, they ran to the first one was a bad snap. The other two, wide left, wide right, and they ran to it.
So Sydney, three plays and a negative two in the first three downs from scrimmage. Dylan Kelly back to punt from his own 23. Sends it airborne to the 43 of Stebbins. Oh, it takes a great bounce. And it hops another 21, 22 yards to the Stebbins 21-yard line. First and 10 Indians.
There's not a lot of height on the punt, but very good distance on the punt.
Well, we saw Adrian Norton, the All-State wide receiver from a year ago, taking snaps in pregame drills. He's been out a couple weeks with an ankle.
But he's not the one taking the snap now.
Oh, he's not.
No, Xavier Dozier is back there.
Yes, it is. It's the ninth grader, Xavier Dozier.
Wonder if they did that to confuse, it confused me. Wonder if they did that to confuse Sydney.
Head coach Greg Bonifay told me this week, might be Dozier, might be Norton. We'd like to get our All-State wide receiver out flanked where he excelled all last season. Trips to the right for Dozier, the quarterback, who gives to the first man through, who weaves his way to the 25, to the 30, up and over it to the 31-yard line. Nice bit of running on the game's first play by Stebbins. And it was Caden Caudill who journeyed up the field for about 8. New line of scrimmage just over the 30. Previous line of scrimmage, the 22. Second down, 2 yards to go for Stebbins, which is in the I formation. And we'll see trips to the right often tonight. And Sydney on second and short runs a gaping hole right side. And the ball carrier, Caudill, carries Yellow Jackets with him over the 35 to the 40, lunging to the 42. He's got a first down.
We talked about their offensive line before the game and how big they are. Two plays, they look like they're moving people out of there.
Yep, and Wheelock and Stoudemire, a couple of road graders. They are on the interior for Sydney. They've paved the way so far. Here's the quarterback, Dozier. The freshman throws a safe pass into the left flat. He connects at the 45 with a receiver who sprints down the sideline to the 50, to the 48 of Sydney, and out of bounds. It was Adrian Norton, the All-State flanker 1 year ago for Stebbins. And it's going to be second down, and just a couple. No, the chains are advanced. It's first and 10.
Well, yeah, they were marking the ball at the 50, but the chains were back 2 yards.
Mistake is taken care of down in the field. Stebbins, three plays, a couple of first downs right out of the chute. Again, trips to the right for the freshman quarterback, Dozier. 5'11", 200-pounder, ninth grader. Takes the snap, gives the first man through. It's Cunningham, and he knifes to the 45, the 44. Picked up four, second down and six. My mistake, that was Lavelle Lyles. Very good defensive player. He'll see a lot of duty running the ball tonight for Stebbins. Head coach Boniface said Lyles might be his very best athlete all around.
Wow, that's high praise with the fact that they got Norton out there.
Here's handoff over right tackle, and the ball carrier chews up about seven more. It's Lyles dancing to the 38, falling forward to the 37. Sydney's front seven being riddled at the moment. Tackle made last play by Wyatt Biddle of Sydney. It's a first down for Stebbins. Three in a row. Dozier to pass on first down. Lofts a beautiful throw down the near sideline. It's
wow.
A leaping catch by Stebbins at the 8-yard line. Wow, Adrian Norton hauled it in. Dazzling play. Tell you what, Chuck, that does not look like a ninth grader throwing the football.
He put it right on the money, but that was also just an incredibly good catch. Over his shoulder, kept both feet as he slid out of bounds. Yeah, that was impressive because the defense was not bad at all.
That's why Norton was an All-Stater 1 year ago. Goal to go, 8-yard line of Sydney. Here's Stebbins running between right guard and tackle, down near the end zone, just short by a foot or two. It was Lyles who went barreling behind Wheelock, the Ohio State recruit, and he charged ahead for about seven. Goal to go, a couple feet away for Stebbins.
Well, what a cut Lyles made in right at the line of scrimmage.
Yep. Here's the quarterback, Dozier, behind the line of scrimmage. Bumps into his tailback, gives it to him. Nonetheless, he trudges ahead, and he's got it for the score.
Bad snap, but he did a good job of just making it. He just ran where the hole was supposed to be.
Nice effort by Stebbins behind the center, Noah Schneck. Schneck at 240. Sotomayor and Wheelock are both up around 280. And Christian Spencer, another offensive lineman, 6 feet, 290. And Stebbins is off to a very good beginning. Here's the extra point try by the Indians. It's up and away, hooking wide left, no good, overcooked.
I think Sydney got it. Somebody got a hand on it.
Might have been tipped. Nonetheless, Stebbins takes the lead. PAT try missed. 7:18 to go first quarter. Stebbins 6, Sydney nothing. On scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Very good beginning of this game for Stebbins after a three and out by Sydney. Stebbins marches down the field darn near 80 yards for a fairly quick score. And the Indians are on top 6-0. Extra point try. Tipped at the line of scrimmage by Sydney. It curled off to the left, no good. Sidney on the kickoff return, back out across the 25 to the Yellow Jackets 27. First down and 10. Sidney did not get a first down on its initial three plays.
No, that was fielded by Jai Foster Wheeler, and it's, if he hadn't fielded that, they probably would have had the ball about 15 yards farther back.
Here is Tucker Heron, 6 yards behind the line in the spread. Looks left. It is a wide receiver screen caught out there by the wideout Reynolds. He makes a nifty move at the 31. Skirts a man. He's on the boundary down the sideline. 40, 45. Look at him go. And he's upset at the 47-yard line. Sam Reynolds, short throw. Good move by Reynolds once he caught it. And then he dashed short of midfield. Play goes for, what, about 15 or 16, 15, Chuck?
Yep. Yeah, he made the first guy miss. That was all Reynolds.
Sidney to the line of scrimmage, trailing 6-0. We played 5 minutes here in the opening period. Snap back to Heron. Handoff left tackle. Running play's not working. Stebbin smothers it at the 45-yard line. It goes for a minus two.
Yeah, the run game so far is non-existent for the Yellow Jackets.
Nope. Neither Foster on that play nor Harris on the earlier series able to find a crack up front. Second down, 11 for Sidney. Obviously a passing situation. Stebbins generally plays zone, occasionally man, but most often a zone defense in the secondary. Four down linemen. Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage, three flank to the right, the wide side of the field for Tucker Heron. Second down, 11 at the 46 of Sidney.
Play clock problem. They've got a defensive back out here, cornerback. It's Deshaun Cunningham. He's 5'5", 125 pounds.
Uh-oh, here is a long throw by Heron. Heaves it down the near side on the numbers at the 25-yard line. It is too far, no good, incomplete. Sprinting free momentarily on the play for Sidney was one of the wide receivers.
That was Spradling.
Yes, it was. Julius Spradling, 5'9", 160-pound sophomore. At about the 30-yard line, he separated from his defensive back.
Yep.
Ball overthrown to the 25, setting up a third and 11.
I'll match Spradling's speed with anybody on the field.
Well, he burned that man, but the pitch a bit lengthy. Third and 11 for Sidney. Line of scrimmage, the Yellow Jackets 46. Man in motion across the formation. Here's Heron rolling right. He's behind the line of scrimmage. Then airmails one down the near sideline, and it is in the hands of the receiver, Spradling, and out at the 21. He had it. Might have been gone for a touchdown.
Yeah, he got that. It was a touchdown. Hit him right in the hands.
Two plays in a row. Spradling whips the defensive back for Stebbins, beating by 3-4 yards each time. First one overthrown, that one in Spradling's hands and out.
Yep.
He could not put it away.
Well, I mean, Sidney has to be sitting there going, they can get behind them because they've been behind them twice in the last two plays.
Yep.
They just have to make the play.
Fourth and 11 for Sidney at the 46 of the Yellow Jackets. 6:06 to go in the first quarter. Stebbins 6, Sidney nothing. Snap back to Dylan Kelly. High, spiraling kick, landing at the 31. Caught on a bounce by Stebbins at the 27. The knee goes down. First and 10 Indians at the 27-yard line of Stebbins. 6-0 Stebbins with the early lead in this game. When we get a moment here, we'll tell you all about one of our new underwriting sponsors, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. High formation for the freshman quarterback Dozier. Trips to the near side, the wide side of the field for head coach Greg Boniface's team. One receiver flanked to the right. Lyles behind Dozier. Now he staggers to his left after an adjustment. Lyles has dealt the ball, meets resistance at the point of attack, and then falls forward to the 30. He picked up two on the play. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your very best due. Stebbins back to the line of scrimmage. An adjustment perhaps in the play call.
Same formation.
Three. Yeah, they've got Norton out wide to the right, and then they've got Trips left. So that leaves Norton out there man-to-man.
Right. Small numbers on the right side of the field, the boundary side. Norton by himself. One defensive back for Sydney lined up against him. Here's Dozier looking middle of the field for a Stebbins receiver. Ball is on the money. Yes, it's caught up at the 47-yard line. A deep crossing route run by Stebbins Cunningham, and he picked it off on the go. First and 10. Stebbins, Chuck, this does not look like a ninth-grade signal caller.
No, but I'm not sure how that pass got through. There were three defenders there.
Yep, there were two or three sets of Sydney arms waving at the football, but it fell into the lap of the flanker for Stebbins at the 47, first and 10. Indians have racked up five first downs already in this game. Here is a pre-snap penalty thrown, and I think Stebbins will retreat 5 yards, a first and 15 from the 42. Cutaway Styling Salon, 40 years doing business, owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, stylist Kathy Wilson, open Monday through Saturday, handicapped, accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. Our experience, your style, we will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Here's Dozier. Going up top again, that one is much too far down the right side on the numbers in front of the Sydney bench. Ball hit the ground at the 20. Receiver and a couple of defenders were at the 30. So it's going to be second down and 15 after a 5-yard step off before the initial play. Ball marked for action at the 42, line to gain is the 43-yard line of Sydney.
Sydney, left defensive end, is lined up offside. Now he's backed up a little bit.
There we go. Two receivers left, two to the right this time. Norton, far side of the field. Here's a ball thrown into the flat, but Dozier, it's snared at the 47, then a quick tackle by Sydney out of bounds.
I don't know. I don't know if they have the same catch rules in high school, but if they do, that was an incomplete pass because he, when he hit the ground coming out of bounds, the ball flew away from him.
I think it did. You're right. Miles Vordemark on the tackle might have jarred that ball free. It's called complete. Third and 10, Sydney, or I should say Stebbins, at the Stebbins 47-yard line. Again, the line to gain, the Sydney 43. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Stebbins 6, Sydney nothing. The back Lyles alongside Dozier. Short drop back to the 40. Plenty of protection. Throws little curl route to the 48 of Sydney. Catch made. And a tackle immediately. Setting up a fourth down for Stebbins. And five to go for a first down at the Sydney 47 and a half. That ball was hauled in downfield by Rayvon Harris-Bell of Stebbins, but he couldn't run after catch, tried to make a juke. Sydney wrapped him up. Very good play by the Yellow Jackets in the secondary. Nicely done by Griffin Moore, who dropped back to make the tackle. Here's the punt by Stebbins, and it's a directional kick. Nicely done. Angled out of bounds around the 20 of Sydney. And that's where the Yellow Jackets start. First down, 10 yards to go. Trailing after 9 minutes of the first quarter. 6-0 to Stebbins. Big difference in this game so far, Chuck. Sydney's inability to move the ball on the ground and the effectiveness of the freshman, Dozier, throwing the ball for Stebbins.
Yeah, he's thrown it pretty well, but Sydney, they had to be talking because I'm watching the Stebbins coaches down there, and they are showing over and over again the guys running behind them.
Three receivers to the right for Heron, who hands it off on the play to the ball carrier, and it looked like he might have been horse-collared momentarily right at the line of scrimmage. Then he staggered forward for one, and that's it. Very short advance on the play by Foster. Second down and 9 for Sydney. 2:40 left, opening quarter. 6-0 Stebbins. Quickly played first period. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right for Tucker Heron. Sydney's offense yet to get going. Heron in the pocket. Long, high-arching bomb down the near side. Yes, it's caught at the 50. Running down the near sideline is the Sydney receiver. Breaks a tackle, the 25. There he goes. It's Sam Reynolds. Long gone for the score. Woo, what a throw by Heron. Well, Sydney had beaten Stebbins on a couple of long throws on the previous series. Could not connect on them. This time, Heron did for Reynolds. Wow, what a skyscraper throw by Heron, Chuck, and he let Reynolds simply zip underneath it, and away he went.
He was 8 yards behind the defender when he caught the ball.
Maybe nine. Extra point try by Sydney, up and away. It's a big kick to give Sydney the lead, and it is good. There's a flag after the PAT could be assessed on the kickoff. 7-6 Sydney, 2:33 left to go, first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Well, a turn of events, a strange call on the PAT, illegal formation on Sydney. So that's a pre-snap penalty. There was no kick. It was made, but Sydney must reboot it now from the 15. This one is hooking to the left, and it hits the post. It's no good.
Well, we have another penalty, and I think they hit the snapper, which is going to be a personal foul. And if he would have made that, it would have been on the kick. Now they're going to move it half the distance and kick for the third time.
Thanks, Chuck, for being on top of that. Sydney is hoping that it's a penalty against Stebbins, and that is the call. Chuck, you are all over it.
I saw it. He went right up there. You cannot, you should not even line up across from him because you can't touch him.
Exactly. So the ball goes right back down to the 3 yard line. I'm sorry, the four.
Yeah, half the distance.
Yes. So now Sydney lines up to kick it from the 10. This will be the third PAT we will have seen here in the last moment of play. Snap back, good pressure by Stebbins. Low line drive kick, it is good. Sydney makes it 7-6 Yellow Jackets. Third time's a charm, we'll take it. 2:33 left, opening period. Sydney 7, Stebbins 6 on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Well, we've still got 2 minutes plus left to go in the first quarter, and very quickly, Sydney has retaliated, offsetting the Stebbins touchdown. Difference is Sydney converted the PAT
on the third kick.
Yes. And lead this game 7-6.
I think he was 2 of 3, actually. He got to kick it 3 times, made 2 of them, and 1 of them counted.
Well, Miles Vordemark has been doing the place kicking here in recent weeks, and we need to check that out and make sure that was indeed Vordemark. That's a big point.
Well, he just kicked off. I'm not sure that makes any difference,
yes,
but he did kick off.
Here's the run back of the kick from the 15 by Stebbins out to the 20, 24-yard line, out of bounds, into the Stebbins bench. And we've got potentially a high-scoring game here tonight. 55 points were put on the board when these two teams played at Sydney Memorial Stadium, 30-0 field last year. Sydney won 35-20. So following the kickoff return, Stebbins starts first down 10 from its 24. So far, we've seen quite a bit of speed in this game. Each team with some very quick wideouts. Dozier, the freshman quarterback, is at the 20 for Stebbins to take the snap from center.
Well, Fleming's out here one-on-one with Norton. We'll see how that goes.
Right. Fleming retreating just prior to the snap. Here's an in sweep, but Lyles tries to turn the corner. Good penetration by Sidney. Tackle back at the 23, a loss of one. Good pursuit on the play by Vordemark of Sidney, and he was assisted by Collins. Second down, 11, Stebbins at the 22.5 of the Indians. A minute 50 left, opening period, 7-6 Sidney. How long was that pass play to Reynolds, Chuck? Covered about close to
80.
80? I knew it was at least 75. 80-yard bomb on Sidney's last possession. Touchdown throw, Heron to Reynolds. Running play, Lyles weaving, left tackle, 25. Sticks his nose ahead to the 27, setting up third and 7 for Stebbins. Final 1:20 of the first quarter. Boy, is that touchdown pass ever thrown?
It's perfect.
Yes, extremely high, and it was dropped in a bucket into the lap of Reynolds down around the 30. He did the rest. Here's Dozier arching a pass along the hash marks, far side of the field, off the fingertips of Norton, the intended receiver at the Sidney 45-yard line. 1, 2, 3 white Sidney jersey spying on the All-State receiver Norton, and Stebbins has to punt. Punting the football, the Indians, final minute, first period of play, line of scrimmage, the 27, and Sidney promises to get pretty good field position right here.
I like the tandem's back. They got a false start, but I like the tandem back. It doesn't allow you the directional kick unless you kick it short and out of bounds.
Yes. Yeah, I did too. That's a good point, Chuck. The two deep return men on the punt, and they're outside the hash marks, both of them, inviting Stebbins to maybe kick it in the middle of the field. But if you're the Indians, boy, you do want to drive it low directionally and maybe toward the sideline.
I'm not sure what that call was. How did the guy from back here call an offsides on Sidney? The flag came from the guy back behind the return guys.
Well, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. It still remains 4th and 2 now. Oh, it's a bad snap from center. It's on the ground back at the 10. The Stebbins punter manages to get it off. It's blocked. It's blocked by Sidney. Yellow Jackets football at the Sidney 12-yard line. How about that?
Well, the ball never got off the ground, rolling back to the punter.
Oh, my. And the Yellow Jackets, for an instant, Chuck, were maybe not going to get to the punter, who went another 10 yards behind where the ball went past him to go get it. Sidney had to go a long way from the line of scrimmage, a good 20 yards deep into the offensive backfield to get to the punter, who was slow in getting it off his foot. And Sidney takes over at the Stebbins 12. 53 seconds to go, first period. Sidney leads 7-6. Here's a handoff to a back in the offensive backfield, and then a forward pass into the end zone, broken up by Stebbins, caught on the rebound by Sidney. It's a touchdown, Yellow Jackets. Wow.
What a catch. What concentration that was.
And I'm not sure.
It was Reynolds.
Yes, it was Isaiah Foster, I think, who threw the football.
Yeah.
It was delivered to him by Heron. It looked like it was going to be a jet sweep to the right. And then the pitch to Reynolds. Acrobatic play by him in the end zone. Stebbins popped it up in the air. And the alert Reynolds, tall and lanky as he is, went up and latched onto the pigskin for 6 more. Vordemark's PAT is popped up and through the uprights. What a big change here in the last few minutes of the first quarter. Sidney, once down 6-0, leads Stebbins 14-6, 44 ticks to go in the first on scorersbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, the senior punter for Stebbins, Gibson Kilburn, was hung out to dry. Very poor snap from center on fourth down. And Sydney took advantage and got seven more on the board to take the lead. Here is a kickoff return by Stebbins. It was caught down inside the five-yard line. The return man was stationary for 2 or 3 seconds. Then he took off on a gallop up the near side, and he was plastered out of bounds into the Stebbins bench at the 26.
I think he thought maybe he called a fair catch, but I don't know if you can call a fair catch in high school. That's a rule I got to find out.
Half minute to go here in the first period of play. 14-6 Sydney. Trips to the right for the quarterback, Dozier. A big special teams blunder, but Stebbins has cost the Indians. Stebbins scored first. Opening series offensively, Sydney was not sharp. Yellow Jackets have gotten it in high gear since. Running back Lyles, he sticks his head in there. He bobs to the 29, over it to the 30. Oops, might be a holding call against Stebbins. That's it. 31 ticks on the clock late in the first period. Sydney up 14-6. Well, we hyped up Sam Reynolds in the pregame, Chuck, and appropriately so. He has already delivered big time.
Well, he caught the first one with just athleticism. That second one was as good a concentration as you're ever going to see an offensive receiver catch a football.
Yep. It is a walk-off against Stebbins from a point a couple of yards across the line of scrimmage, so it winds up being first and 18 for Stebbins at its own 18.
Well, whoever held wasn't even close to where the running back ran.
I would agree with you. Here's the ball dished on the play to Lyles, outside right tackle. Makes one man miss at the 20, and he lurches ahead to the 24, maybe the 25. Sydney piles him up. That could be the last play of the opening quarter. In there on the hit was Bryce Hughes for Sydney, second and 11 for Stebbins from the Indians' 25-yard line. Clock is winding down, and that'll do it. End of the first quarter here at Stebbins. Big game for both teams. Playoff implications for sure. Sydney 4-4, Stebbins 3-4, Yellow Jackets 14, Stebbins 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Stebbins High School. Sydney enjoys a 14-6 lead as we commence action in period number two. Stebbins to the line of scrimmage facing a second and 11 from the Indians 27. Stebbins scored first, missed the PAT. Sydney answered back with two touchdowns. The second set up by a bad snap on a fourth down punt by Stebbins. Here's a throw into the left flat. It is caught along the line of scrimmage by Cunningham. He tries to get to the outside, and Sydney drags him down for no gain. Completed pass, but nothing to show for it. Third and 11 for Stebbins. Running to the football nicely, Fleming on the last play for Sydney. Dozier, the freshman quarterback for Stebbins, marks out the cadence. Opening half minute, second period of play. One, two, three receivers wide side of the field. Norton may be a marked man. Who's spying on him for Sydney? Here's a long throw up the left side by Stebbins. Two men in coverage for Sydney. Ball popped up in the air at the 50, and it falls harmlessly incomplete.
He kind of just throws the ball out towards where the receiver is. Not a lot of, accuracy, I guess is the right word.
Zip direction?
Yeah. No, it's just not throwing the ball to the receiver. He throws it up and hopes the receiver gets it.
Well, he was quite successful, was Dozier, the Stebbins quarterback, early on.
Well, he had the one really nice catch down there by Norton.
But I tell you what, Sydney is adjusting defensively. Fourth down, punting situation. Here's Kilburn. Wow, it's a very high one. It hit Sydney at the, or Stebbins, I should say, at the 48-yard line, rolled to the 43 of Sydney, but the ball should be marked for play back up near the 50-yard line.
That's where they're going. I think it's about the 48, maybe.
Good field position for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. 1 minute gone, second quarter. Sydney 14, Stebbins 6.
Well, Sydney's adjustment has been to the running game. Because the first series for Stebbins, they ran however they wanted to. And the last couple of times, Sydney has really adjusted.
The Yellow Jackets come to the line of scrimmage on a first down play from just shy of the 50, actually marked right at the 50. Yellow Jackets got a favorable spot. Here's a little rollout to the right by Heron, goes to the hash marks, far side, and then flips one on the go, incomplete off the hands of the intended receiver at the 45-yard line.
That's Spradling.
Spradling.
He had it on a fingertip, and the defender hit him at the same time, so he was not going to be able to pull that one in.
Yeah, Julius was the young man for whom the throw was intended. No good. Second down, 10 yards to go for Sydney. Clock stops, 10:56 left here in the second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com, it hits 105.5, our broadcast partner. Ball right at the 50-yard stripe in the middle of the field between the hashes. In sweep to the left. It's Foster trying to get to the edge. He's at the 50-45. Stays on his feet. Oops, he might have hit the boundary prior to the 45 at the 46. Give him a net 4 on the play, 3rd and 6 for Sydney.
So far, the Yellow Jackets have 1 rushing yard. But they've got 110 passing yards.
Well, we talked in the pregame about how this might be a game of Stebbins' run versus Sydney's pass. If Stebbins gets very far behind Chuck, it will have to alter its thinking. Here is a tight end screen, right flat, or I should say a wide receiver screen. Heron finds his man at the 47. Good run after catch to the 38-yard line of Stebbins.
It was Reynolds again. Boy, they're finding that kid tonight. He is such a stud athlete.
Ball hauled in by Reynolds, and he had 3 white shirts in front, a bevy of blockers, and he took it downfield, 38-yard line, 1st and 10, Sydney. Very difficult play to stop. You get this young man Reynolds in space, and he will take off. Heron's got 2 backs, 1 left, 1 right. Hands it off on the play, and it is Harris trying to buck to the outside. He swarmed at the 36-yard line. He might have notched a couple yards on the play. It will be 2nd down and 8 for Sydney. 10 minutes to go, second quarter. Sydney 14, Stebbins 6. What a gorgeous night for high school football, Chuck. I don't think we've ever had a season here in the last 17 on Scores Broadcast with 9 perfect Friday evenings in succession.
Usually we've had 3 games where we've sat for 3 hours waiting for the lightning to stop.
Right. Heron in the offensive backfield. Uh-oh, the ball is on the ground. Ball is on the ground. I think Sidney popped on it in time back at the 43.
Heron fell on it. That was just a bad exchange.
Yep, it was blown in the handoff. So Sidney with the recovery lives for another down here, 3rd and 15 at the Stebbins 43.
I think they're honestly in 4-down territory. I think they're starting to feel good about their defense.
Well, I would make this point. You don't have to get all 15 on this play. Get maybe 9 or 10 of it if you can. And then go for it on 4th down. Heron, deep drop at the 50-yard line. Looks down the right side of the field. Receiver cutting toward the boundary. 2 defenders for Stebbins. It might have been intercepted out of bounds.
I don't think he intercepted it, but the safety came and helped that time on Reynolds. And they have now 4th down. They're going to punt.
That was a 2 safety look, and the 1 defender for Sidney had help, and that's what he needed.
That was the reason that Reynolds didn't get the ball, because of the help.
Dylan Kelly, punting this week, is back at his 43 on 4th and 15. Sidney will boot it. Virtually no wind here tonight. Kelly's kick is well done. It is very lofty.
Wow.
It is not fair caught by Stebbins at the 10. It hits at the 12-yard line, and Sidney downs it inside the 10, 1st and 10 for Stebbins, which is backed up.
Looks like a pitching wedge. He kicked it up there, and that thing hit and stopped.
And I think you're right, because Sidney is replacing the divot. Stebbins quickly to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback, Dozier. Ball placed just inside the 10. Stebbins flanks Norton. Way out to the wide side of the field to the right. Lyles in the offensive backfield with Dozier. 14-6, Sidney leads. 8:40 left, second quarter. Running play, Stebbins right up the gut. It's a good one. It produces 6. Lyles charges ahead, 2nd down and 4. Interior of that defensive line for Sidney in there on the hit. Good tackle by Wyatt Biddle. Bordemark came up to assist. 2nd down and close to 4 to go for a 1st down for Stebbins at its own 16. 2 tight ends employed. Handoff, sweep to the left by Stebbins. Ball carrier rolled to the turf right around the 20, maybe just short of it. It's going to be, I think, 3rd and inches for Stebbins. That was Lyles on the carry. And knifing in to make the hit on him was Austin Yates for Sidney. It is 3rd down, 2 feet to go for Stebbins.
I've been watching Bordemark at the safety position, just kind of keying in on him. He just flows to the ball. He was the second one there, made sure he didn't fall forward.
Snap back on the play to Dozier. Hand off Lyles. He bullies his way right up the middle, forging for 3 to the 23. It's a 1st down. 7:25 left to go here in the second quarter. Sidney 14, Stebbins 6. Our halftime guest via a recorded interview is Doug Ute, the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Here's a screen in the offensive backfield to the right. Lyles drifted out there, caught it, and after snaring it, he zipped over the 25 to the 26, where he is dumped on the play. Fine effort by Jai Wheeler, who came up to greet him. 2nd and 7, Stebbins. Sidney giving up ground grudgingly. 6:40 left to go, second quarter, 14-6, Sidney. Stebbins has it on its own 26-yard line. Lyles alongside Dozier, who retreats to throw. Middle of the field. It is batted up in the air by Sidney, and on the rebound, the Yellow Jackets make a diving pick. Intercepted on the play by Jai Foster Wheeler. Well done. I thought it was number 10 for Sidney. Maybe not.
Yeah, it was. You're right. It was.
Beautiful play by Foster Wheeler as Dozier threw it into coverage. Stebbins' receiver got a paw on the football, but it flew up into the air, and the first to know where it went was Foster Wheeler, and he speared it. So Sydney takes over at the Stebbins 48, and it's starting to show up, Chuck. Stebbins' forte is not passing the football.
No, I'm not sure why they went away from the run game, and now they've got themselves kind of in a situation where they have to throw it some.
First and 10, Sydney at the Stebbins 48. Here is a quick hitch in the right flat. It is caught on the play by Sydney at the 48-yard line. A run for 11 yards after the catch, and it's Foster Wheeler zipping downfield. Love the way Sydney came up to the line of scrimmage after the turnover, Chuck. Got a play off in quick fashion and zipped it into the hands of a playmaker on the outside.
All they did was set him up in the slot and rolled him to him, and he fed it back. It was just it's like a long handoff.
Right.
But he was 8 yards down the field before anybody got close to him.
First and 10, Sydney at the Stebbins, 36, 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Sydney 14, Stebbins 6. Receivers left and right, man in motion, and it's a sweep to the left. Is that Reynolds with the ball in the corner? He gets down inside the 35, spilled at the 30-yard line. It was number 7, Julius Spradling, who took it on the end around. He garnered about 6 or 7 on the play, ran about 25 or 30 yards, sets up a 2nd and 4. He went laterally across the field. Good tackle in the secondary, but Clyde Mason of Stebbins, 2nd down and 4, Sydney. Line of scrimmage just outside the Stebbins 30. Heron hands off, offensive backfield, good running play up the middle. Fine effort, Sydney down inside the 20, good blocking. The run all the way to the 17-yard line. That appeared to be Martez Harris. And he was churning those legs. He chugged for a nice advance. First down on the rush from scrimmage. Offensive line for Sydney getting it done at the moment.
Yeah, he had, again, 6 yards before anybody came close to touching him.
Here come the Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage. Up front, Barnes, Boshiers, Biddle, Cottrell, Seibert. Yeoman's work. Fake on the handoff in the offensive backfield. A throw behind the line of scrimmage. It is caught on the play by Spradling back at the 23, makes a juke, gets up the field to the 20, 15, and dives to the 13. He turned what might have been a short loss into a nice advance.
Well, Reynolds out there blocked 2 different people. He blocked back, and then he saw he cut back, and he left that defender and blocked the second one. That was outstanding.
That is exactly what head coach Adam Dunn just talked about in the pregame, what Sam Reynolds does when he's not throwing the football. 2nd down and 5 for Sydney. 4 minutes to go, first half. It's been a fast play, first 2 quarters. 14-6, Sydney. Sydney looking to the bench for the play call. Play clock slow in starting. It's still up at 18, 17 seconds.
They've gone to the 40-second clock now. That's why. As soon as the ball is the play's done, they mark it at 40 seconds.
Inside handoff. It goes on the play to Harris. Makes the man miss at the 12, breaks the tackle at the 10, and stretches out to about the 7 or 8 yard line. Holding on for dear life for Stebbins on the play was Clint Alcorn, defensive lineman. Goal to go, Sydney. Ball marked for play at the Stebbins 8. Yellow Jackets racking up the first downs now, Chuck. Where they got better than 10, I'm sure.
Well, they scored on 2 long plays, and those don't count as first down.
Right.
So they've got 7.
I was 3 off.
Yeah, but they'll take the touchdown.
Yes, sure. 3 minutes left, first half of the game. Sydney goal-to-go situation at the 8. Handoff way back at the 12-yard line, running play up the middle. And the pile is at the 4. Ball carrier Harris stacked up for Sydney. He got half of what he needed for the touchdown. 2nd and goal, Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, they went out of the wildcat that time.
Boy, this would be a big TD. Stebbins gets the ball to start the second half. 2:30 to go, second quarter of play. Sydney 14, Stebbins 6.
It took a fantastic catch by Norton in that first drive, or they'd be getting shut out.
Right. Yeah, he did make a terrific play, did Adrian Norton, All-State wide receiver for Stebbins. Stebbins led in this game early on, 6-0. Sydney's come back strong. Last quarter and a half dominated by the visitors, the Yellow Jackets. Two receivers to the right for Heron. He's got the snap way back at the 12. He's in some hot water. He eludes one man, runs to the 10-9. Didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, I don't think. Third and goal for Sydney. Minute 50 left to go here in the first half of play, and the clock is stopped. 14-6, Yellow Jackets. There is a timeout on the field. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. 1-800-776-3097. 776-3097. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs.
They tried to make me put one of those sashes on when I came in. It says senior, but that is for the senior cheerleaders, not just senior citizens.
I knew where you were headed. Halloween's just around the corner.
Yep.
Chuck, considering we've got a little levity going here, the Wicked Witch of the West and the Wicked Witch of the East shared an apartment. What were the two witches called when they shared the apartment? They were called broom mates.
Broom mates.
Back to live action. Sydney with a third and goal from the Stebbins 8. A minute 53 on the clock. Second quarter. Receivers flank left and right. Heron takes the snap. He's back at the 16. Rolling left in a little hot water. Has an open receiver. Left corner of the end zone. And he hits him between the numbers. It's a touchdown for Sydney.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was Jai Foster Wheeler. There wasn't anybody within 10 yards of him.
Nope, Foster Wheeler went to the middle of the end zone, and then he sprinted toward the left boundary. That's the side of the field to which the quarterback Heron was rolling, and Foster Wheeler was available. Nobody around in a gray shirt, as Chuck noted. Extra point try. We think Vordemark's doing the place kicking. He's been kicking off.
I'm looking.
And he put the foot into it and sent it between the uprights. It is perfect. It was not Vordemark? No, it was.
It was not good. It hit the upright.
Oh, it did hit the post.
Yep.
I looked away for a second and missed it.
Yep, hit the upright.
The kicker missed it. Tough break for Sydney. Lead would have been swollen to 15 with the missed PAT. It's a 14-point cushion at 20-6. That's what I get for not paying attention. We've got a minute 47 to go in the second quarter. That's a big touchdown for the Yellow Jackets, which gives them cushion.
Oh, yeah, I mean, especially with Stebbins getting the ball to start the second half.
Right.
Confidence-wise, Sydney has just got to be soaring right now. They've got to feel like they're in really good position to win this football game.
Well, Sydney is moving the ball pretty comfortably up and down the field. Slow start to the run game early, but, boy, it's gelled here the last couple series.
Heron is getting the better of the two quarterbacks in the first half.
Yep.
He's had a terrific first half.
And the junior's come on strong. He's had a fine campaign through six picks the first 3 weeks and only two in the last five. Short kickoff by Sydney, far side of the field, caught up at the 30-yard line by Stebbins and run out of bounds. Minute 44 to go, second quarter, 20-6. Sydney leads Stebbins. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan in Sydney, has a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale. Prices are rock bottom.
Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, plus dining room sets and bedroom suites. One bargain after another. Goffney is family owned and operated. Four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We've got you covered at Goffney. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, West Michigan in Sydney. Huge inventory left over from the tent sale. Stebbins, Dozier, the quarterback wants to throw. Plenty of time. He's skipping around. Back at the 30. He's going to take off and run. He breaks contain at the 40-yard line. He romps for about 8 yards on the play out to the 48 of Stebbins. A yard shy of a first down. A minute 29 to go here in the first half.
That's Norton. They have moved him back to quarterback. I think probably a good choice.
Yes. Stebbins had fallen behind, but two touchdowns, and Adrian Norton, the All-State flanker from a year ago who'd seen some quarterback duty a few weeks back, is now in calling signals, and he's a dangerous runner. He's in the pocket, setting up at the 40, 10 yards behind the line. Oh, he's going to take off. Here he goes, running toward the right sideline, cuts to the boundary, out of bounds, into the bench of Stebbins at the 44.
I think that the freshman is going to be a good quarterback before he's done, but I think they made a good choice here.
Oh, yeah. Down by two touchdowns. Have to make it at this point. 68 seconds to go in the second quarter. When play resumes, Stebbins will have a second and two at the Sydney 44, 20-6 Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Well, Dozier is back on the field at quarterback, the freshman for Stebbins. Norton at wide receiver, second and two for the Indians from the Sydney 44. Sydney up 20-6. Here's Norton. Oh, he throws a high floater down the near sideline. Two Sydney shirts are there at the 16-yard line, and they break it up. No good, incomplete forward pass.
The only reason that was not intercepted was because he threw it out of bounds, too far out of bounds, because they had Sydney had two defenders that had a chance to intercept it.
It was Norton, but you're right, Chuck. He was a good step out of bounds, got his mitts on the ball, bracketed by a couple of Sydney players. They were all over him. One Sydney player inbounds, one out, incomplete pass. Third and two, Stebbins at the Sydney 44, still 61 seconds to go on the clock, late second quarter. Running play, Lyles, right tackle, drags a man with him to the 39, 38, and he stretches out to the 36. He's got the first down for Stebbins. Big series of plays here for the Indians, who are down two scores very late in the second quarter, under a minute left. And a timeout's been called. Stebbins will take it. 20-6, Sydney in the lead. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, the latest up-to-date technology, we support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Well, scores from the Upper Miami Valley, Fort Loramie 13, Lucas 7 in the second quarter. I think I heard you say that, Chuck.
Yep, that's the last score I got on that one. Troy leading Greenville 7-0. Coldwater had a 6-0 lead early on Versailles.
Final 55 seconds, first half of this game. Sydney 20, Stebbins 6. Stebbins a first and 10 at the Sydney 36-yard line. It is Norton at quarterback. No, it's Dozier. Dozier, the freshman, throws a floater, a high archer down the left side of the field. It is caught. It is caught by Stebbins at the 10, uh-oh, racing to the end zone. We got a flag on the play.
Well, the flag was because the kid spiked the ball, so it's going to be a touchdown and an unsportsmanlike on the kickoff.
The touchdown reception stands. That was Dozier, who was back at quarterback. And he threw a beauty. Well done to Norton. And he ran under it. Single coverage by Sidney down around the 10-yard line. Dozier proved early in this game he could be dangerous, too, as a Frosh. And the underclassman shined on that play. Terrific throw down the left side. He threw it from the near hash all the way across the field. He was back at the 45-yard line or so and angled it to the far side of the 10. Norton on the dead run, high-stepping, reeled it in, and dashed into the end zone. Stebbins lining up eventually to attempt to kick the extra point, trailing 20-12. Ball being snapped back to the place kicker for the Indians. No, it's a fake, and it's a throw down toward the goal line. No good, incomplete. Sidney was in front of the intended receiver and got an arm on the intended throw. It seemed as though Sidney may have been alerted to the fact that Stebbins was not going to kick it and try for the two-point conversion.
Yeah, but yeah, they were definitely waiting for something like that.
Nonetheless, Stebbins is right back in this game, down one score, 47 seconds to go, second quarter. Sidney 20, Stebbins 12 on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders, made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, to recap on the last PAT try by Stebbins, Indians did not kick it. Kilburn, the place kicker, lined up to boot it. It was snapped back to the holder, and I think that was Dozier, not sure, but he took the snap from center, rolled right, and threw right into Sydney coverage. Yellow Jackets had three white jerseys in the flat on that side of the field, and they knocked that football to the ground, preserving an 8-point lead for Sydney. Final 45 seconds, first half. Kickoff by Stebbins, very short.
Well, he kicked off from the 25 because of the unsportsmanlike, because he spiked the ball. Sydney's got a shot now with 45 seconds at midfield.
Sure do. Superb field position. Penalty, short kickoff, Yellow Jackets set up right at the midfield stripe near hash, leading 20-12 late in the second quarter. Two receivers far right for Heron. He's 10 yards behind the line. Uh-oh, he throws a pass into the left flat. It is intercepted by Lyles. Lyles breaks the tackle. Is he going to get a pick six? He's at the 20, the 10, caught from behind at the 4-yard line. The receiver for Sydney went one way. The ball went the other. And head coach Bonifay of Stebbins says, this is my man, maybe my best player on the field. Yeah. And he just intercepted the football at the 45-yard line and raced it down to about the 4 of Sydney.
Well, if you watched the Ohio State game Saturday, it looked exactly like the interception that Stroud threw when the receiver was on a different page.
Still 33 seconds to go in the first half. Stebbins first and goal, Sydney 4. Here's Dozier, fakes the inside handoff, throws a flat pass, deflected in the backfield by Sidney. Good penetration on the play by the Yellow Jackets. Fine effort by Griffin Moore. Good pressure from Mitchell Davis, too. 29 ticks on the clock, late second quarter. My, this game has had some twists and turns.
Yeah, when he threw that, I went, oh, my. And Stebbins has one timeout left, and they've got Norton back at quarterback, so I think you need to look for the run.
Indeed. 20-12, Sidney, second and goal. Stebbins from the 4. Here's the snap to Norton. There he goes. He's galloping around right end. Meets resistance at the three. Plows to the 2.5. Clock running, 20-19. Stebbins uses its final timeout. Sydney 20, Stebbins 12. Waning 20 seconds, first half of this game. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Sydney 20, Stebbins 12. It looked like a few minutes ago, Chuck, Sydney had an opportunity to roll into halftime up but two scores. And now Stebbins is within 2 yards of getting 6 points and maybe a two-point conversion to knock this game at intermission. Norton back at the 7, takes the snap. He runs right tackle. He's hit down near the goal line and plunges over for the touchdown.
Wow.
Stebbins right back in the hunt at 20-18.
That was close because he got hit about a yard and a half, and he fell forward into the end zone. I'll get that out. I'm stumbling right here.
Let's bring out the video replay and see where the knees were. At the time the outstretched arms were reaching, if the knee was on the ground, they might have been just a hair short. But the official right on it sold it and belatedly said, good, touchdown, 16 seconds to go, first half.
Yeah, his hands went up just like a Kyle Bachman travel call.
Two-point try for Stebbins, you would think.
Yeah, they're lined up for two.
And here's the quarterback, Norton, 9 yards behind the line. Hands on the play to Lyles. No, Norton keeps it. He busts around left end, and he cracks at the goal line in for the two-point try. 20-20 tie at halftime. Wow, Sydney blew a 20-6 lead very late in the second quarter, and we are tied up with 15 seconds left in the first half of this game.
Well, I talked about the fact that because of the penalty, they had to ball at midfield. They had a shot at scoring again before the half. Just a mistake by either the quarterback or the receiver. You don't know which, but one of them made a mistake.
Are you looking for work, perchance? Well, you can let Spherion work for you. Spherion is a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. No mask on the job, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, on Ohio Avenue in Sydney, by the way. Go to applyohio.com. Register today, applyohio.com. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader. It works. Kickoff bouncing down to the Sydney 27-yard line, and that's where the Yellow Jackets fall on the football with 12 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. Boy, Sydney had a 20-6 spread.
And the ball,
and they've given it up. It's tied up at 20.
Oh, well, they got to regroup at halftime.
And the Yellow Jackets are in an offensive formation that has one back 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It snapped to Heron at the 22. He goes down to one knee, and Sydney will kick off to start the second half of this game.
What do you call that when it's not victory formation?
End of first half formation.
Run the clock out formation.
Right. We've got a 3-minute radio station break up coming. It is halftime here at Stebbins, and we've got an excellent Friday night high school football game for you in the Miami Valley League underway halfway through it. It is Sydney 20, Stebbins 20 at halftime. 3-minute break next on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And Hits 105.5 in Sydney. Radio station sponsors tonight include Sydney Body Car Star, Sydney Chiropractic, and NK Telco. Our halftime being brought to you here thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers. Sydney did not score first in this game. Stebbins jumped on top 6-0. Sydney with three straight touchdowns. Stebbins answering with two scores in the final couple minutes of the first half.
You thought Sydney was really kind of taking a little bit of control, had the ball at midfield,
yep.
had a 20-6 lead. And it's tied at halftime. But I want to say before I start on the stats, I don't usually pay a whole lot of attention to the bands. Sydney's band is outstanding.
Yep, it is.
And when they're out there, especially with their pink plumes tonight, what an outstanding band they are. I just wanted to mention that. 12 rushes for only 23 yards for the Yellow Jackets. 9 of 14 passing, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, 145 yards, 168 total yards for the first half, 7 first downs, 1 turnover. 19 rushes for Stebbins, 95 yards, 7 of 14 for 105 yards throwing it, one touchdown, one interception, 200 total yards, 7 first downs, and one turnover. The stats are pretty much as tight as the game. Sidney's got an advantage throwing the ball. Stebbins has an advantage running the ball, which is exactly what you said would probably happen before the game started.
Yep, yep. And turnovers, takeaways have been a big factor. We've had blunders in this game, and the two teams have taken advantage.
Block punt.
Yep.
Sidney scored on that. Interception. They scored when they got that. Stebbins got their interception, and they scored. Yep. If you're making a mistake tonight, the offense is making you pay for it.
And it's a 20-20 tie here at halftime at Stebbins. Sidney 20 and Stebbins 20. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins here on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
It is halftime at Stebbins. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck. Jack with Chuck. Sidney marching band. Oh, what a show. A fantastic halftime performance by the Sidney marching band on senior night here at Stebbins. Wow, that was an A++++.
Yeah, they are terrific.
Beautifully done for sure. Tie game at the half. Sidney 20, Stebbins 20. We're about 14 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Doug Ute was announced as the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association 2 years ago last month. Ute, a former coach, teacher, athletic administrator, principal, and superintendent, is, by the way, OHSAA's 11th executive director in its 114-year history. Ute took over After spending 20 years as a school superintendent, including 9 years at Marion Elgin and 11 at Newark City Schools east of Columbus. He also coached and taught at Noble Local Schools and Buckeye Central High School. I sat down with him in the last couple of weeks, interviewed him, and the initial question I asked Doug dealt with the coronavirus year and the value and benefits of involving students in high school sports during the pandemic.
First of all, Jack, I would tell you that, you know, our schools were going through tough times, our communities were going through tough times, and a lot of uncharted water, so to speak, on how you deal with things around crowds and that. But and so I have a lot of appreciation for what our schools in Ohio did for our kids. And remember, I was a school superintendent at the start of this virus, and we were taking 7 buses out through our city. Our kids weren't allowed on our property, and we were feeding breakfast and lunch out from our buses, so our kids would have something to eat. And so that's kind of the state of things back then. And so I really saw our role at the Ohio High School Athletic Association as providing something after 3 o'clock once we started churning. And we're one of the very few states in the country that, you know, we have 26 sports. We have 26 state tournaments. Some of them were shortened seasons, particularly in the fall of that. But, you know, it was so important, I think, for us to provide the leadership in the state to help locally with these kids being around the good folks, the good coaches and staff at schools, because they were isolated at home for so long. And, you know, kids need that interaction with other kids and they need good leadership from adults. And so I really felt like that was the role of high school athletics during the pandemic. And when you look back on it, I have no idea where our kids would have been had we not had an opportunity for them. This isn't a political statement by any stretch of imagination, but I really feel like Governor DeWine and Lieutenant Governor Houston provided us the opportunity to do that, and we're very thankful that they believed in what we were doing and how schools were running events. And to my knowledge, our events didn't spread the virus, and that was a credit to our schools. And so when you think about that, when you turn around and look back, it's one of those things, wow, how did we do that? How did we, the association, do it, and how did our member schools do it? But I think it was a, we hit a grand slam, and our member schools did a fantastic job.
Yeah, we are in the height of the high school football season right now. Talk about the 16-team format in each region, greater participation than ever before in high school football playoff action here in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we went from 8 to 16, and I heard a lot of positive about people getting an opportunity to play that last week, and I think this tells a lot, Jack, that we had one school opt out, and it wasn't for athletic reasons. They were a 16 seed, and number 17 said, "We'll play, and thank you for giving me," and I received a nice note afterwards, and so, you know, some folks worry about some of the matchups, a 16 and a 1, and the beauty of athletics, we had a 16 beat a 1 last year, and a league rival, and I really think for that community of Edison up around Norwalk there, they had a serviceman die in Afghanistan at the airport, one of the bombing victims that was 21 years old that played football there, and it really hit that community pretty heavy. So, you know, that week 11 for them really, you know, because they dedicated a lot of stuff to him and stuff, so it was great. And then they turned around and played a 9 seed 7 miles away from him, and so, you know, we're not going to have a 16 beat a 1 every year. We had some 15s win. We had a lot of close games, but we had some games too that weren't so close that, you know, we have every week during the season. And I think our coaches did a really good job of not making it 70 to nothing and more of a 40-6 game. But it's all about an experience for the kids and a playoff atmosphere and it's just not the football kids. It's the student body. It's the student sections. It's the band. It's the cheerleaders. And it's the parents and the community. So really happy that we had that kind of experience last year.
Words of Doug Ute, who is the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. We'll continue with that interview in just a moment. 20-20 tie here at the halftime at Stebbins. Sydney 20, Stebbins 20. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5. You know, right in Sydney is an easy for me to say, is an automobile dealership that makes shopping for and servicing a car so convenient and so cost-effective, too. It's plain and simple. It's Germain. Number one, for the life of your car, Germain is a one-stop solution forever. Germain takes great pride in servicing and repairing your car and keeping it in tip-top shape. Number two, vehicle selection is fantastic. It is endless. On West Michigan and Sydney, choose from Germain Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, and Chevrolets. More great selection at Germain in Beaver Creek and Dublin. And even more at Germain in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. See it online. Buy it in Sydney. Germain Cars. And number three, Germain is the newest, best, and biggest dealership in Sydney and West Central Ohio. What more do you need? It's plain and simple. It's Germain. West Michigan in Sydney, germaincars.com. 20-20 our halftime score. Sydney and Stebbins here on senior night at Stebbins High School. Well, up in the last decade or so, the Ohio High School Athletic Association has assigned schools certain divisions in high school sports using base enrollment plus a unique competitive balance formula. Now, this special formula considers the counts for both open enrollment athletes and out-of-district athletes. Doug Hute, the executive director of the OHSAA, highlighted the goal and effectiveness of competitive balance.
With the competitive balance, it's all about trying to level the playing field and create a fair opportunity for all kids and all teams. And while nothing's perfect, I think it was a step in the right direction. I think Dr. Ross and the staff did a really good job of leveling that playing field. And you know, it's about transfers and what point value you give those transfers. So is it perfect? No. Is a step in the right direction? Absolutely.
State championships. Akron hosts baseball. University of Dayton Arena in Dayton hosts basketball. Canton, for years, football. Any changes in the foreseeable future? Are these locked in for a while?
At least locked in for the next few years. And we're always talking, because one thing we do have in Ohio is an abundance of great facilities. We're at the luxury of we have a Hall of Fame in Ohio, and being in Canton, and the Hall of Fame folks at the Hall of Fame want us there, want to give the kids that professional experience. And you turn around and you go over to Canton for baseball. You know, the AA Ducks, they want us there. The owner flew up from Florida a year ago and was there for all games just to make sure we were happy there. And a lot of the Indians players right now that just won a division came through Canton. The Rubber Ducks. And first of all, we want to be at a place where people want us, not just our teams, but want our communities to come in. And we want to be at a place where the bus rolls up and the kids say, wow. And when you roll up to the Hall of Fame or you walk inside UD Arena, there's a wow factor there. And so we want to be at an affordable place, but we also want to give our kids a first-class experience and because they deserve that at that state level. And so I think in Ohio, you look down in Mason where we have our tennis. You have to go to New York City to find a comparable tennis facility. And we're at the good graces of the Linder family in Mason that allows us to be there affordable. Mrs. Haslam, who the family that owns the Browns, we're at the Columbus Crew Stadium. And that's because she makes it affordable for us to be in there. They want those kids to have that high school experience. And so we are so fortunate in Ohio to have so many venues. Our kids get to play hockey in Columbus. And the stories of sometimes the Jacket players practice in the ice rink beside the stadium. They walk over and stand on the glass and watch high school kids play. That's got to be an experience like no other for a high schooler. And so we're very fortunate. fortunate with our state experiences.
And what emerging sports have been introduced recently by the OHSAA? How are they doing? And what's the prospect for some new sports being introduced down the road?
Sure. We're excited this year to bring on girls wrestling and boys volleyball. And let's just talk about girls wrestling first. Their coaches, both coaches' associations have worked very hard over the past few years to align their regulations to the OHSAA regulations, and which makes it a nice smooth transition. You had to have 5 credits to participate, just like you do at the OHSAA. You got to follow those same rules, and so it's a nice smooth transition. So I compliment the coaches association. But if you think about this, we just had wrestling before, Jack. Now we have boys wrestling and then girls wrestling. Those young ladies did everything that those young men did from the first day of practice. They just branched off into their state tournament, the coaches association, and they would win, but they didn't get the recognition from the school being a state champion. Now they'll get that recognition, and they deserve that. And I can't be more happy that our staff, Bo Rugg, Tyler Brooks, who's our sport manager for wrestling, worked very hard. Those young ladies get to wrestle at the Shot with the boys. And so they're going from Hillier-Davidson High School to the Schottenstein Center. And that can't be anything but very positive for those young ladies. So extremely excited about that. Last year in boys volleyball, we had 85 teams. We took our sponsorship. This year, we're well over 160. And so with both sports, any sport we take on, we want to help that sport grow, because the growth of that is opportunities for kids out in our schools. And so we'll be at Wittenberg University for our state championships this year. And Wittenberg has a growing men's program there. So we're excited to partner with them, and great facilities there. Brian Agler and his staff are going to make our student athletes feel very welcome and give them a very good experience. So those are the two that we're taking on this year and watching that growth. And I didn't mention this with girls wrestling, but before the pandemic, they were about 200. They grew during the pandemic. They're over 1,000 girls wrestlers out there. And I'm starting to see biddie programs pop up in the local communities, which will help that growth. And so very excited about that.
Doug Ute is the executive director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, and we'll continue to hear more from Doug next week and throughout the playoffs here on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of the second half of this big game here tonight between Sidney and Stebbins. Playoff implications, oh, you've got them. The team that wins this game tonight has a big leg up on not competing against one of the top 4 teams in the region in the first round of the playoffs. The club that triumphs here this evening will avoid those top 4 clubs that include Xenia, Winton Woods, Kings, and who's the 4th one? I can't remember.
We talked about it. I don't remember.
There are
some other really good team.
There are 4 at the very top of the region, and they've got a combined record of 30-2. You don't want to play any one of those 4 in the first round of the playoffs, that's for sure. And the team that wins tonight has a good chance to avoid one of those top 4.
Division 2 gets a break this year because LaSalle did a terrible job of recruiting and did not come up with a good football team this year.
Right. How could I forget Edgewood?
Edgewood's the one.
Yes, is one of those 4. The team that Sidney played last year, week 11, down at Edgewood. Once again, Jermaine Cars in Sidney. Plain and simple, it's Jermaine, West Michigan Avenue in Sidney. Choose from Jermaine Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, Rams, Buicks, and Chevrolets right there in West Michigan. More great selection at Jermaine and Beaver Creek in Dublin, and other new makes and models at Jermaine around the country in Michigan, Florida, and Arizona. See it online. Buy it in Sidney. It's plain and simple. It's Jermaine, West Michigan in Sidney. JermaineCars.com, G-E-R-M-A-I-N, cars.com. 20-20 halftime tie, and we are awaiting the second half kickoff. Sidney will boot from the south to the north. Yellow Jackets in the road, white, black and gold trim, black headgear. Sidney booting from right to left on your computer screen or your phone as you use your imagination. Stebbins down to her left in the home gray, white numbers, red pants, white helmets. Kickoff by Sydney, bouncing out of bounds. Ah. Not a good idea. Ball goes to the 35-yard line. In the National Football League, Chuck, it goes all the way out to the 40.
Woo! I know.
Tell you what, those are hidden yards.
Absolutely.
Yards. If you can kick it through the end zone or back the team up inside the 25, giving the team the ball at the 35 is essentially, well, you've got a first down. Take it.
And I want to commend the NFL for the wonderful Thursday night games that they're putting on this year.
They have been bore bowls.
I haven't even watched them. I'm not paying to watch one of those games.
20-20 tie. Stebbins a first and 10 from the Indians' 35-yard line. We start the third quarter.
Dozier at quarterback now.
Keep in mind now, Stebbins has reeled off 14 straight points, two touchdowns in a row. After Sydney produced three straight. Here's Dozier giving to Lyles. He's got a crevice up the middle, and he weaves to the 41. He picked up six. This offensive line for Stebbins, again, it's got some heavyweights. Jake Wheelocka Jr., 6'4", 280, being recruited by Ohio State. And Isaiah Stoudemire, 6'3", 315, a sophomore.
I've been watching those two at times, and boy, when they double-team somebody, you're not getting through them.
And elsewhere on the offensive line, they go 250, 240, 290. Lyles again picks his way, and he's wrapped up and thrown down at the 44. He generated a couple, three more yards. Third and one for Stebbins at the Indians' 44-yard line. In there, the last hit for the Yellow Jackets was Sean Strohmanger. Strohmanger at his nose tackle spot slowed down the ball carrier. Third and one. Dozier feeds Lyles again, meets a stone wall at the 46, but that's all he needed.
Yeah. A good defense that time, but.
Yeah. Three plays, and Stebbins gets 10.5 yards and a first down. First and 10 Indians at their own 45-yard line, opening a minute 20 of the third quarter of this game. 20-20 deadlock between the two. Sydney blew a 20-6 spread late in the second quarter.
The last 2 minutes of the second quarter.
Yes. Receivers left and right. The freshman, Dozier, is at quarterback, correct?
I think they moved it now. It's Norton again.
It is. Adrian Norton, the wide receiver, back at QB. And look at him jitterbug running between the tackles, gets across the line of scrimmage, and then goes diagonally beyond the 50 to the Sydney 49. Boy, he hopped all around a good 18 to 20 yards on his feet for a net gain of six. Line of scrimmage, the Sydney 49. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 20-20 tie. Second down and four, Stebbins. Norton takes a high snap, gives it to Lyles, who's tripped at the line of scrimmage, staggers to the 47.5. Third and less than three for Stebbins.
I'm trying to get the right number. That was Luke Carter.
Big play here for the Indians. Receiver wide right. It is Norton at QB. Alongside is Lyles. Receivers either side of the field. Snap back to the quarterback, Norton. Here comes a run blitz. Norton faked it, kept it, zipped around left end. He's on the periphery to the 45, and he scoots down near the 40-yard line.
I think he's what we like to refer to as shifty.
He is. Yep, shake and bake. Adrian Norton for Stebbins.
Yep, gives him a leg, pulls it back.
First and 10 Indians at the Sydney 40. 3 minutes gone, third quarter, 20-20 tie.
He is so quick laterally. He can move sideways as fast as most people can go forward.
You can see why head coach Greg Bonifay of Stebbins has had him at quarterback some this year due to the injury to the season starter at QB. Norton takes the snap, back at the 45, goes right, goes left, back to the right, up the middle, breaks a tackle, look at him go, 30, 25, it's a foot race, caught from behind at the 2-yard line. What a run by Adrian Norton, who just got billed, advertised by Chuck McBee, and Norton heard it, and boy, he sprinted. Man, oh man, you talk about shifty. He eluded five or six Yellow Jackets between the 40 and 30-yard line. Goal to go, Stebbins a yard from taking the lead.
Well, Sidney is over-pursuing that play badly.
Norton hands off on the play to Lyles. He's rolled down a foot short. Second and goal. Hard to believe Sidney once enjoyed a 20-6 lead in this game, Chuck, and they've blown it.
Yeah, well, they threw the interception. The time of possession, which I don't know, has got to be really lopsided for Stebbins.
Yep, a TD here on this possession would give Stebbins scores on three straight offensive thrusts with the football. Here's a run right up the middle by Norton, and he's not challenged at the goal line. He steps in. 26-20 Stebbins. Wow, what a comeback by the Indians. And if you look at the scoreboard clock, less than 4 minutes have been played here. Last 2 minutes of the second quarter, total them up. 6 minutes, three touchdowns, Stebbins.
Well, this has been an adventure, Stebbins' extra point.
Yes, it has. Kilburn is on. The lead is six. He tries to make it seven. It is a very low sidewinding kick, and it's slanting off to the right. He pushed it. No good.
Wow.
Missed it. Place kicking game critical tonight for sure. Sidney, once up 20-6, is now behind 26-20. 8:13 to go third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Here is Sidney on the return from the 28. Good block, far side of the field. And the bring back of the kickoff from Stebbins is to the 37, into the Yellow Jackets bench across the way.
That was Bryce Hughes. Nice return.
Well, Sidney's got good field position, 37-yard line. Uh-oh, penalty on the return by Sidney, and it's a major one.
It must have been a block in the back.
Wow, has this game turned.
Oh, personal foul. They didn't. It, late hit on the sideline over there, I guess. No, that is, you can't lose your cool.
Nope. Well, Sidney was up 20-6 in this game and now trails 26-20. 8 minutes to go in the third quarter, and as a result of the penalty, Sidney starts first and 10 from its own 22. Tucker Heron at quarterback fires left flat, caught at the 20. It is a wide receiver screen. Good run after catch over the 30 to the 32-yard line. And it's Sam Reynolds. That's easy pickings for him in the flat. He'll make the first man miss for sure. Then if he gets a block, he's off to the races.
Man, he is quite the athlete.
Line of scrimmage, the 31. Play went for plus 9. Second down, 1, Sidney. At the Yellow Jackets, 31-yard line, 7.5 to go in the third quarter, 26-20, Stebbins. Here's Heron in the offensive backfield. Gives it off on the play to Harris, and he bucks over the 30 and barges out to the 35-yard line. He pounds for 5 or 6 and a first down for Sidney.
Nice, tough run that time.
Tackle by Lyles of Stebbins. Doing double duty, goes both ways. Heck of a player for the Indians. First and 10, Sydney, 35 of the Yellow Jackets. Two receivers to the right. Man in motion across the formation, Foster Wheeler. It is Harris. Harris outside right tackle. He romps to the 40, stays on his feet, and he bullies his way across the 45 to the 47-yard line. A dozen yards on first down. Good run by Harris of Sydney, and that offensive line is getting it done up front. Brennan Barnes, Will Boshiers, Eli Biddle, Hayden Cottrell, and Thomas Seibert, tight end Wyatt Biddle. They're opening up some cracks. Sydney trying to get its ground game running. Here is knifing through. Stebbins, linebacker, makes a good play a yard behind the line on Harris. New line of scrimmage, the 46. Second down, 11 for Sydney. Just over six to play in the third quarter. Sydney trailing 26-20 after leading 20-6 very late in the second period. Last three times, Stebbins has touched it. The Indians have scored touchdowns.
I like their switch in quarterback.
Yes. Combination of the senior Norton, very good wide receiver and runner, and the freshman Dozier, who can throw some for Stebbins. Speaking of throwing, here's a long pass down the field. It's fired by Aaron to Reynolds. He makes a leaping try at the 25, and it's a spectacular catch.
Wow.
He's tackled as he spears it. Stebbins' bench is crying incomplete. So are the Indians' defenders. But Reynolds signals it's good. So do the referees. Wow, what a play by Sam Reynolds.
I think what Stebbins wanted was an interception, but Reynolds caught it first, and then the defender grabbed him when he was on the ground.
Yep.
That was a heck of a catch.
Edge given to the offensive player. Here is a handoff on the play to Harris over right guard. Breaks a tackle, makes a man miss, stays on his feet, plows to the 18, the 17-yard line. Martez Harris for eight more. Sydney knocking on the door inside the 20 of Stebbins. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Second and three for the Yellow Jackets. Ball marked for play at the 18 officially. Line to gain the 15. Two receivers to the right for Heron. Alongside Tucker is Harris in the offensive backfield. Hand off to Harris again. Left guard bounces it to the outside, and he's piled up at the 15-yard line right at the line to gain. Looks like he carved out enough room to pick up the first down. The officials look it over and say he is a few inches short.
Wow. I have to erase that line. I'm going to give them the first down. They need to get it on this play.
Line to gain was the 15 from this angle. Looks like he might be just less than a half foot shy of that 15-yard line. 4 minutes to play in a rapidly completed third quarter. 26-27. Two receivers far right for Heron. High snap. Throws it right flat. Caught behind the line of scrimmage at the 18 by the receiver, all over to Stebbins, and there is a stride forward inside the 15 to the 14. Play was not very artistic, Chuck, but it gets a yard and a first down.
That was one of the more athletic plays that Reynolds has made tonight. They had to go way up to catch it, and I don't know how he gained the yard because they had three guys on him.
Yep, Heron threw it fast under pressure.
Bad snap.
And Stebbins was spying on the wideout for Sydney Reynolds. He was covered up with three. First and 10, though. Here's a fade pattern. Corner of the end zone. Jump ball 8 yards deep. Is it a touchdown? Is it picked off? No, it's broken up by Stebbins in the deep right corner. That was a first and goal play from the, well, the scoreboard says,
well, they're on the fort. They got the ball on about the 14.
Scoreboard is right.
Yeah.
14-yard line. Second and 10 for Sydney. Two plays ago, the throw to Reynolds generated just a yard, enough for a first down. First down pass play here incomplete. Corner of the end zone. Second and 10. 14 of Stebbins. High snap to Heron. Hand off to Martez Harris. He is hit at about the 12-yard line. Stoned right there. Stays on his feet for an extra yard. Got to maybe the 11. That's it.
Boy, I like the way he runs. He is really running hard in this game.
Third down and 8 for Sydney with 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Clock is winding down fast. 26 to 20, Stebbins. Four down territory for Sydney. Ball mark for play between the 11 and 12.
We got the play clock is out on the end that Sydney's going towards. Well, they're out on both ends now.
Line to gain is the 4.5. Two receivers far left for Heron. Looks that way. Fade pattern very high. Left corner of the end zone. Is there interference? Tight coverage. Tipped away by Stebbins, 7 yards deep in the end zone.
Well, if there was going to be interference, it was going to be offensive because Reynolds actually grabbed the defender and kind of spun him around a little bit.
Fourth and goal for Sydney. Or I should say fourth and 8 for Sydney at the 12-yard line of Stebbins.
Yep.
Clock stopped at 2:42 to go in the third quarter. Well, Sydney needs to get out the playbook and come up with a fine completion here. Two receivers far left for Heron. He's back at the 20-yard line to throw. Looks middle of the field. And there are players wrestling for the thrown ball inside the 5-yard line. And it might have been knocked away at the last second by Stebbins, which takes over.
Boy, Reynolds had a chance at it, but there was three defenders there, and he just could not reel the ball in.
Again, Lyles spying on Reynolds. Reynolds was bracketed by at least two defenders, and the ball was flicked away at the last second, and Sydney turns it over on downs. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Sydney needs a stop to get the ball back, maybe on the Stebbins half of the field. Here is Lyles behind Wheelock, and he shoots ahead to about the 16 or 17-yard line. Gain on the play of about 4. Previous line of scrimmage was the 13. Second down and 6 for Stebbins. Final 2 minutes of the third quarter. Sydney once led in this game 20-6 and blew it. Stebbins has reeled off 20 unanswered points. High snap to Norton. Hand off to the ball carrier over right tackle. And he is plastered right there at the 19-yard line, setting up a 3rd and 3, big possession down here for Stebbins.
When we do a Sydney game, I always write Vordemark down as my Clancy's player of the game before the game, so I don't have to worry about it after the game. He came up that time. That would have been a 2-yard gain. He came up and stuck him and stopped him right in a hole.
Yep. Miles with a hit on Clyde Mason, who's running out of the slot. Here is Stebbins running right up the middle. Sydney's all over it. The running effort is smothered at the 19-yard line. The interior of the Sydney defensive line makes a play. Good effort.
That was Sean Strominger.
Yep. And Stebbins has got to boot the ball away on 4th and 4. Line of scrimmage, the 17 or 18-yard line. Yep, Strominger right up the center at the nose guard spot. Plugged up what hole there might have been, and it wound up being a loss of a good yard. And Kilburn is back to punt for Stebbins at his own 5. Sydney with one deep man at the 45-yard line with 56 seconds to go late in the third quarter, and Sydney trailing 26-20.
Well, we got a false start, so Stebbins going to kick it from even 5 yards farther back.
And man, oh man, should Sydney ever get great field position here.
Well, Spradling is lined up on the Stebbins 45, 44-yard line waiting for the punt.
Let's see if Kilburn kicks it to him. Oh, it was nearly deflected by on-rushing lineman from Sydney. And the kick is not a lengthy one. Comes straight down at the 35, bounces once. Sydney football at the 37 of Stebbins.
They need to take advantage of this now. They had a good drive going the last time and got turned over on downs on the 12-yard line.
Yep, with this kind of field position, Sydney's got to punch it in for 6, add the PAT, and take the lead. Final 47 seconds of the third quarter. Stebbins 26, Sydney 20. Two receivers far left for the Yellow Jackets. Heron in the spread, back at the 43. Gift to Harris, gaping hole. Oh, he's tripped up from behind at the 33-yard line. He was almost off to the races. One little cutback move right there, and it's see you later. Plus four on the play. Second down and six for Sydney at the 33 of Stebbins. Boy, that was an outstanding tackle on that last play by Cunningham of Stebbins. Or Harris would have romped deep into the secondary. Harris again right up the middle behind the center. And he charges down inside the 25. Top bolt at the 24. First down, Sydney. Ball marked for play inside the Stebbins 25. Final 10 seconds of the third quarter. That may do it. And that is going to be the end of three periods here at Stebbins on senior night. Excellent game, it always is, between Stebbins and Sydney. Sydney needs to make up 6 points, trailing 26-20 after three on scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service. And on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
The final 12 minutes of the fourth quarter begin with a good run right up the gut by Sydney's Martez Harris as he cranks up a 7 or 8 yarder down to about the 17-yard line of Stebbins. Opening half minute, fourth quarter of play. Sydney trailing 26-20. Second down, 3 yards to go for Sydney. 17-yard line of Stebbins. Two receivers far left. Snap back to Heron. Ball given straight ahead to Foster. Foster up the middle, met solidly at the 19. Might have lost a foot or two. It's going to be third down and every bit of five now to go for Sydney. Yellow Jackets in four down territory.
My daughter graduated from UCF and my son-in-law, and they watch they love Bowser. They think he is the greatest thing ever for them. He had a terrific night last night for them.
Isaiah Bowser, former Sydney running back and star.
It's fun to see somebody like that and to watch him go.
Sydney needs 5 yards in the next two plays. Third down from the 19 of Stebbins. Here's a throw over the middle. It is high, intended for Reynolds, cutting at the 6. It's incomplete. Sydney facing fourth down.
He's missed his last 4 throws now.
Huge play coming up in this game. Sydney scored 3 straight times. Late first quarter through the middle part of the second to overcome a 6-0 deficit to lead 20-6. Stebbins has responded with 3 successive touchdowns to go on top 26-20. Fourth and 5, Sydney at the Stebbins 19. 10:40 to go in the fourth quarter. 7 in the box for Sydney. Rolling left is Heron. He's 7 yards behind the line. He's being chased. Now reverses his field. He's off and running. Heron's at the 20, 15, stays on his feet, and he dives to the 11. What a play by junior quarterback,
wow,
Tucker Heron.
That was terrific. That was all him, too.
He went left, had nobody to throw it to, reversed all the way across, and then put his head down and made sure he got the yardage for the first down.
Wound up going 7 yards forward, Chuck, after running 27. It is not goal to go. It's first and 10 at the Stebbins 11. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter.
13 first downs for the Yellow Jackets.
Stebbins 26, Sydney 20. Cannot afford to turn it over. We've got a procedure call against Sydney.
Left tackle jumped.
That hurts. Sydney retreats to the 16. Line to gain is the 1. First and 15 for the Yellow Jackets, who can get a first down just shy of the 1 yard line. Stebbins thought about making a change, but that defensive lineman stays on.
He's got to be tired. He just ran 40 yards.
Four down linemen, 3 linebackers up snug for Stebbins. Here's a flat pass by Heron, wide of the mark, off the fingertips of the intended receiver at the 15-yard line. Second down and 15 to go for Sydney. Last intended receiver for the Yellow Jackets, I think, was
Wheeler.
Wheeler, that's who I thought it was.
He touched it, but he wasn't going to get more than a yard or two anyway.
No. Here's Heron rolling right. Short roll, fires to a receiver on the run down inside the 13. Catch is good, tackle at the 12.
Same play, when both guys are banged up a little bit.
Oh, that was a tough hit. Meeting shoulder to shoulder, helmet to helmet, defender, and the young man for Sydney who caught the ball, whose number is not revealed. It was indeed Foster Wheeler for Sydney.
Same play, different, just the opposite side.
It was a short advance. Sydney's going to be left with a third down and 12 to go for a first down. Line of scrimmage, the 13 of Stebbins, and play is stopped with 9:38 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Sydney trailing 26-20. Say, are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience right in your home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience for you. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it special, shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Third and 12 for Sydney. Line of scrimmage, the Stebbins 13. Sydney down 6. 9.5 to go in the game. High snap to Heron. Rolling left, looking in the end zone. He's at the 16. Fires left edge of the end zone. 5 yards deep. It is caught. It's caught. Inbounds. Touchdown. Heron was very disciplined. Extremely patient as he rolled left. Was it Reynolds, the man he found in the end zone?
Well, he's over there, but he's sideways. I can't see. Now he's in the pack. Now he's waving to the fans.
I tell you what.
It was Spradling.
Nice job by Spradling. A couple of receivers were over there, at least 3 Stebbins defenders. Heron waited till he had a tight window. Here's the extra point try of Vordemark. It's a flat one, low line drive, and it's good. He makes it by the skin of his teeth. And Sydney, by a point, has the edge in this game with 9:28 to go. A big third and, 13 to go pass play from the 14-yard line. Heron finding Spradling, left edge of the end zone, just a step or two inbounds among a cluster of players. And Vordemark adds the PAT. Under 10 to play in the game, Sydney 27, Stebbins 26. On scores, broadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Up some very good, hard running by Martez Harris helped set up the touchdown, but it was a fine pass play by Heron to Spradling to finish it off. Play covered about 14 yards or so from inside the 15 on third down. And man, oh man, Chuck, did Heron ever show calmness, composure in the offensive backfield as he threw the football.
Yep, and he had three or four plays like that in that drive to get the touchdown.
Yep, indeed. Kickoff by Sydney down to the Stebbins 26, return to the 29. Good special teams coverage by the Yellow Jackets. Stebbins starts first and 10, 9:27 to go in the fourth quarter, and we've got a one-point game, 27-26 Sydney. Very high snap in the offensive backfield. Running play by Lyles, though, up the middle and pushing the pile. Stoudemire and Wheelock, and the gain is 12. All wow. The way out to the 41. That's how you get it done, but behind two 300-pounders.
Well, and Norton, that was a terrible snap, and he did a great job of corralling that and getting the handoff off.
Norton at quarterback. It's been him. It's been Dozier, the freshman. Norton, more effective, obviously, running it. Dozier's completed a few big forward passes. Four touchdowns apiece. An extra point difference. 8:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney up one. Handoff, left tackle. Running play, 45-46. Play good for five. Second and five, Stebbins. Line to gain the 49 of Sydney. Did Norton keep it on the last play, Chuck?
No, he handed it off, and again, bad snap, and yeah. He barely got the handoff. I thought he was going to fumble the exchange.
And that was Norton feeding Lyles,
right,
who rammed ahead. He got half the 10, second and five. 46-yard line of Stebbins. Ball dealt to Lyles again. He puts his head down, and he tries a crack between right guard and tackle, and he angles to the 50, third and one. In there on the hit, Bryce Hughes for Sydney. Bortimar came up to support, and you can bet Stebbins will do all it can to keep it on the ground. Sydney needs to get him off schedule somehow and force a second or third and long. Third and one here. Norton in the spread. He'll take the snap back at the 45.
He's got Caudell behind him.
And it's Norton keeping right up the middle. Oh, he's got a crease. Look at him go. Off to the races. I don't think
that's
he was touched.
Touch him.
35-30. A streak to the end zone. Adrian Norton can fly. And he did it. All the way to the end zone for a TD.
He ran right between the guards, and nobody put a hand on him.
I tell you what, that behemoth offensive line, which includes the Ohio State recruit, is something special.
Yep, yep. They're moving the ball. We talked about coming down here on that man drive to Dayton on Friday night. What a terrific game this has been.
32-27, Stebbins over Sydney. 7:29 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Stebbins has to go for two.
Yeah. Because a point doesn't really help many.
It just extends the lead to six. And we've got a timeout before the snap from center on the two-point conversion. That play, Chuck, covered, what, about 50 yards?
50, exactly.
For Norton. And in a flash, he took it half the length of the field right now.
He was 3 yards down the field. Nobody touched him. And then he just ran away from some really fast guys from Sydney.
As Stebbins used one of its three timeouts. Stebbins has two left. Sydney has all three remaining. And we're down to 7:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Two-point try after touchdown coming up for Stebbins, which leads 32-27. serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance, celebrating 50 years in business. Barker has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the most valued agencies in the whole area. Barker will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Phone 937-492-1857 for Barker Insurance, 492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, that's for sure. Norton at quarterback on the two-point conversion. He's back at the eight, takes the snap. He's dodging his way to the line of scrimmage, around a couple white jerseys, puts his head down, digs hard, is over for the two-point try. Adrian Norton doing it all for Stebbins. 50-yard run for a TD, and then a two-point conversion, and Stebbins leads it 34-27, 7:29 left in the fourth.
Wow.
On scoresbroadcast.com, and hits 105.5.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and it's 105.5 in Sydney.
Got this window open, and it has definitely dropped in temperature here since the beginning of the game.
And it's become breezy. Kickoff, Stebbins bouncing to the 26. Sydney return man hemmed in and dropped right in his tracks at the 26-yard line.
That was Fleming.
That was Tank.
Yep.
He's got three kickoff returns for scores this season. Chuck, you get the feeling this game may boil down to which team has possession last.
Yeah, we've got, what, 7:23 left?
Yeah.
That's probably, nobody turns it over. It's probably two possessions for Sydney and one for Stebbins.
Yep, I think you're right on.
Versailles leads Coldwater 28-20 the start of the fourth quarter.
Ooh, that's a doozy.
That's a big game right there.
Big game at Hole Field in Versailles. Two receivers far left for the Yellow Jackets, who are down 7, 34-27. Running play up the middle. Stebbins all over it, trying to wrestle the ball away from Harris, who is dumped at the 29-yard line. He chucks for 4. It's going to be second down, and we'll call it a gain of 3. Second down, 7 to go for a first down. Timeout called. 7:09 left in the game. Stebbins 34, Sydney 27 on scoresbroadcast.com, and it's 105.5.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
As we return, Sydney's Heron fires a short pass complete on the play to Reynolds. It's good for 4 only. That's right, just a 4-yard pickup, minimal gain, as Johnny on the spot to make the immediate hit was Rayvon Harris-Bell for Stebbins. Sets up a 3rd and 4 for Sydney. Heron in the pocket. There's a flag, a pre-snap penalty. It will no doubt cost the Yellow Jackets.
Offsides.
Oh, it's a break for Sydney. 5 yards against Stebbins.
Woo! That'll be a first down.
Stebbins gifts Sydney a first down, and that is huge. First and 10, Yellow Jackets from the Sydney 38. 6:12 to go, fourth quarter. Stebbins 34, Sydney 27. New line of scrimmage out at the 38-yard stripe. Two receivers flank, one left, one right. Snap to Heron. Ball fed to Harris. He's upended back at the 36. A minus two. Second down and 12.
Boy, I tell you, on that last play, I don't know how you're a nose guard and you line up offsides. The ball's right in front of you.
Outstanding tackle. Last play by Caudill of Stebbins. He knifed through and cut the legs out from under Harris. Scoreboard read, second and 13. Setback of three on the play. 5:28 to go, fourth quarter. Stebbins up seven. Deep drop by Heron. Rolling right, throws out in the right flat. Ball caught at the 38. And the receiver for Sydney makes a man miss. What an effort by Julius Spradling. Stays on his feet. Scrambles to the 44. Over the 45. To the 46 or 7. Good gracious, he almost got a first down. Second and third effort after the reception by Spradling. Tackle made on the play by Mason of Stebbins. Third and one, Sydney. And we've got a marker before the snap. What's that all about?
This guy wants to make up for the offside call because he's probably getting ripped by the coach on the Stebbins side, that's my guess.
All the way down now to 4:52 to go in the game. Sydney trailing by 7, 34-27 after leading at 1 point, 20-6. The officials confer maybe the flag will be picked up. It is. Just what I thought might happen. No penalty after all.
I don't think the Stebbins coaches are agreeing with him as he explains it.
New line of scrimmage, the 47 of Sydney. Two receivers left. High snap to Heron. Hand off Harris. Harris lugs it to the 48-49. Dropped right there. Tackle by Dewberry of Stebbins.
First down.
That's good enough for first down yardage. Sydney will take it. Spradling had set Sydney up in good position two plays ago. Fine run after catch. First and 10, Sydney, a yard short of the 50.
This might be Sydney's last possession. They're doing a great job of controlling the
Here's
ball.
Heron running out of contain. Far side of the field. Stays on his feet. He doesn't throw. He keeps it. And he scrambles down inside the 48-47 of Stebbins.
Well, he slid, and boy, they just dove on his legs. I'm not sure how that's not a personal foul.
Play resulted in a net of three or four. Sydney bench is hot.
He slid.
Heron's down. 4:07 to go in the game. Timeout called. Sydney trailing Stebbins 34-27. Second down and 7 to go for Sydney from the Stebbins 48. When we return, hopefully Heron pops up and is okay. On scoresbroadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Under 4 minutes to go in this game. Heron appears to be okay. He's on the field at quarterback for Sydney.
No, he had to go out because it was for an injury. He had no choice.
Oh, you're exactly right. Oh, it's Harris taking over right up the middle. It looked like he was down. Ball came loose. It looked like contact with the turf shook it free.
Yeah.
Recovery by Stebbins down at the 29-yard line, but the run by Harris is good to the 34. Wow, what a jaunt right up the middle by Harris. He bullied his way.
He has just been a monster running here in the second half.
Good call by the referee. Ground did trigger the fumble. First and 10, 34. Heron to Harris again. He juggles. He juggles. The ball's loose. It's on the ground. It's in the offensive backfield. Stebbins says the Indians have got it.
I think I was wishful thinking.
Referee says the Yellow Jackets have got it.
Well, Logan Davis is back there quarterbacking for him, for Sydney now.
Yep, Logan Davis, one of the young men whom Heron beat out for the starting quarterback job. And Sydney appears to be doing without Heron on this play as well. The last one was a minus two in the end. Almost a fumble. Lost. Second and 12. Here's a pass thrown in the flat behind the line of scrimmage. Caught by a wide receiver by Sydney back at the 38. A run to the 33. Back to the original line of scrimmage on first down. Sets up third and 10 for Sydney. 33-yard line of Stebbins.
I was spraddling, and I'll tell you again, that good coverage, and he just used his athletic ability to get three out of that when it looked like a two-yard loss.
Stebbins doing a very good job adjusting and smelling out these very short pass plays by Sydney. 2:27 to go in the fourth quarter. 34-27 Stebbins. Third and nine, Sydney. We got a whistle before the snap. Time out, Yellow Jackets. Situation is 2 minutes, 20 seconds to go. Sydney down 7 to Stebbins, 34-27. Third down and 9 coming up for Sydney. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Your Pro Hardware store is at 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. 20% off DeWalt Power Tools. 11% off solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And don't forget, you can get beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in 3 days at Jackson Center Pro Hardware and in Greenville, too. Like them on Facebook. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and in Greenville. And just down the street in Jackson Center, Darren Yankst of Jackson Center Pro Hardware has opened up Brick House Eatery. That's right, Brick House Eatery, from hardware to hard-to-beat good food. Brick House offers luncheon specials from 11 to 2, pizza, wings, smoked pork, and more from 4 to 8. Brick House Eatery, 205 West Pike in Jackson Center. Big third and 9 play for Sydney. Pass middle of the field. Wide open receiver at the 16. He dropped it at the last second. He had it maybe for a touchdown down the middle.
Oh, my goodness. They just ran him right out of the slot. He put it right in his hands. Great throw. Just flat out dropped it. I got the number. We won't use it.
Was that ever a perfect play call by Coach Adam Dungis and his staff during the timeout?
Ran it perfectly. Just couldn't pull it in.
Muffed the forward pass on the receiving end. Fourth and 9, Sydney at the 33 of Stebbins with 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And Sydney down 7, 34-27. Snap to Heron. Pressure up the middle. Long lob down the field for Spradling. Spradling at the 13 being defended. Gets his hands on it, but it's off his fingertips, incomplete. That one, too, was catchable. Stebbins was there. Clearly, Spradling got a mitt on the football, Chuck. One-on-one coverage saved the day at the last second for Stebbins.
Yeah, I think Reynolds was really upset. He was wide open on the other side of the field, but unfortunately not a lot of experience playing this year with their quarterback now, and I think that was just a miss because he was probably 15 yards behind his defender.
Stebbins with a first and 10 from its 33. Sydney with two timeouts left. Yellow Jackets will have to use them. Need to get a three and out here. It is Norton dealing Lyles. No gain. Hit at the 34. Second down and close to 10 to go for a first down as Vordemark came up to jar the ball carrier. And a timeout is called by Sydney. Yellow Jackets with one left. 2:05 to go in the fourth. Stebbins up 7, 34-27. Back in a moment on scores, broadcast.com and hits 105.5.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Here is the situation. 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Great game tonight here at Stebbins. Sydney coughed up a 20-6 lead, is now in trouble, down 34-27, having been stopped on downs a couple plays ago. Just over two to play. Stebbins confronts a 2nd-and-9 from the Indians' 35-yard line. Last time out called by Sydney. Sydney has one left. One. Six down linemen for Sydney, trying to force a fumble. Here's the quarterback, Norton, and he feeds Lyles. Lyles rams up the middle. He chews up five. A good burst to the 40-yard line, and Sydney uses its final timeout. Chuck, the game may rest on this next play. If Stebbins gets a first down, you can just about chalk it up.
Well, unless they turn it over after that, you can chalk it up. And they're running Hughes back there. I haven't seen them play, so I can't really critique. But I have no idea why you don't have Lyles in the game.
Right.
He hasn't been in the last time they had a football. It's number 4 instead of 44.
Oh, so Caden Caudill liked
yes.
it. He toted the ball on the last run, and it was a good one.
Yeah, well, he's been in there the last two series.
Yep, 5-yard gain by Caudill, who's in for Lyles now for Stebbins, setting up a 3rd-and-3 with a 1:59 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney has used its full complement of timeouts.
Yeah, they need to stop them on this play.
Yep.
Because Stebbins is going to Stebbins just called a timeout,
yep.
too.
Stebbins takes one. Again, 1:59 to go, 34-27 Stebbins. Stebbins using a timeout, facing a 3rd-and-3 from the 40-yard line. You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins. And those who visit us from towns all around, we're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. 3rd-and-3 for Stebbins. Snapped to Norton, circling left in. Makes a man miss. There's a good block. Norton's at the 50, into Sydney territory, down to the 43. Belted from behind. First down, Stebbins, and that might do it.
Wow, is he an athletic young man.
Adrian Norton and Lavelle Lyles in that offensive line
yep.
have willed this Stebbins team to a great situation with 1:43 to go. 34-27 Stebbins. If Stebbins doesn't turn it over, Stebbins will win this game. Sydney's got no timeouts left.
They knew what was coming, and they still couldn't stop him.
Nope. 1st-and-10 for Stebbins, 42-yard line of Sydney. Final 1:19. Snap back to Norton. Tucks the ball in his armpit, runs left tackle. He's got blocking, another block in front, 35, 30, out of bounds. That did Sydney a favor, but it's a first down. It gained 12. 1:11 to go here in the fourth quarter. 34-27 Stebbins, which trailed 20-6 late in the second quarter. And Stebbins dented the end zone 3 times in the span of 6 minutes, overlapping the 2nd and the start of the 3rd period. And it looks like...
Yeah, they don't have to run now.
Stebbins is in victory. victory formation. Norton touches it down at the 29. We're down to a minute left. Stebbins has got three more plays to run, but we're under a minute. Tough, hard luck loss on the road tonight for Sydney. Yellow Jackets fall here at Stebbins, 34-27. Victory formation for the Indians. Line of scrimmage, the 30. Sydney played extremely well in this game. Much better, though, Chuck, defensively in the first half than in the second.
Yeah, it was a tale of two halves for them, that's for sure.
Under a half minute to go. Snap to Norton, down to one knee, and I don't think Stebbins will have to snap it once more. That's it. Sydney is beaten. 34-27 by Stebbins. We'll have a three-minute radio station break upcoming here in a moment or so. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and coronavirus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday to Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, close 1 to 2. Open on Saturdays from 10 to 1. Phone 937-596-8100, 596-8100, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center, in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. 34-27, Stebbins victorious over Sydney. We'll return in 3 minutes. Radio station breakup coming. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
This is Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend
Reese Meiring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meiring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meiring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meiring.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Welcome back here to Stebbins on Senior Night, where Sydney has fallen 34-27 to Stebbins. Sydney once led 20-6, but coughed up a 14-point lead and got beat by 7 points here on the road tonight at Stebbins. Stebbins' big offensive line, led by Jake Wheelock and Isaiah Stoudemire, did the job up front. Stebbins rushed for nearly 300 yards this evening on the ground, paving the way to a big 7-point victory. Sydney looked like the better ball club through most all of the first half, and then the tide turned. A big pick, nearly a pick six, huge interception by Stebbins to help set up a short field score. And all of a sudden, the flow of this game went the other way. The pendulum swung, and Stebbins dominated the second half on the ground behind its big offensive line. Chuck, let's take a look at the numbers in this game and who are our stars.
Well, you're right. They ran the ball 39 times for 265 yards. Did not throw a pass in the second half.
Wow.
7 of 14 throwing the ball tonight. One touchdown, one interception, 105 yards, 370 total yards. 167. I can't remember my writing. 14 first downs and one turnover for the Indians. On the other side, Sydney ran the ball 30 times for 99 yards, and they did run the ball better in the second half, but yep, they just made too many mistakes. 17 of 29 throwing it, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception, 219 yards through the air for the Yellow Jackets, 318 total yards for the game, 16 first downs, 1 turnover. Just they had the stats to win the football game.
Yep.
They just let it get away.
Shot themselves in the foot.
And I think for Clancy's players of the game, on the Stebbins side, people would come and lock me up if I didn't go with Adrian Norton for the Indians.
Yeah.
And on the other side, I'm going to go with Sam Reynolds, and I'm going to go with Tucker Heron. I thought the two of them were terrific tonight.
Those are our stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8000.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For Apple applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Sydney Yellow Jackets, a tough luck 7-point loser here tonight at Stebbins. The Indians defeat the Yellow Jackets 34-27. So many thanks to our great anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Airstream in Jackson Center, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture priced right, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006, Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie, Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Do Well Be Good, Osgood Bank, Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio, the CNC Solution, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, Building Excellence. Bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM online, SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage, and our broadcast partner, Hits 105.5 in Sydney. Our radio station sponsors tonight included NK Telco, Sydney Body CarStar, and Sydney Chiropractic. In addition, thanks so much to the Anna Market, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Myers Tavern, Steve and Ted's in Anna, and HVAC Plumbing and Electrical Expert. And also a big thank you to a new underwriting sponsor, Burke Petroleum in Minster. Well, one of those games, Chuck, where you sit watching, thinking, the visiting team, Sydney, is the better team, and somehow or other they make just enough mistakes to fall short and get beat by 7 on the road.
Well, I mean, what a great choice of switching quarterbacks. And that freshman's going to be good, but the running
You're talking Stebbins.
Right. The Norton at that looked wildcat. I mean, he wasn't going to throw the ball.
Nope.
But he was unstoppable. And that was the difference in the football game tonight.
Yeah, you make a good point. Dozier, the freshman, Norton, the senior at quarterback for Stebbins, they were effective enough. Dozier, the ninth grader, gave him a lift.
Right.
He started the game, and the pair kept Sydney just enough off balance on the defensive side of the ball.
Well, I mean, in Sydney defensively, you know they're not going to throw the ball. You know what they're getting ready to do. And he's just so good he did it anyway.
Well, coming into tonight's game, Sydney was 12th in this region of
D. They put themselves in a bad spot, didn't they?
They were 12th, and Stebbins was 14th. Sydney's at home with Xenia next week. Stebbins is at Piqua. And I'm not sure that Stebbins will lap Sydney. Probably will. Could be close in next week's new poll. Sydney now in jeopardy, falling to near the tail end of the top 16 in the region and traveling on the road. Who knows, maybe 2 weeks in a row to Xenia.
Well, Xenia will be the best team they've played this year.
Yes.
So, I mean, they lost 42-6 to Piqua, and Xenia beat Piqua 28-0. So if you do comparative scores, it would take a real Herculean effort for Sydney to beat Xenia next week.
Xenia next week is at Sydney. Who knows? The two might play again week 11. Sydney could be on the road at the likes of Winton Woods, Kings, Edgewood as well. But Sydney now in danger of losing two in a row to finish the season, certainly underdogs next week at home. Other scores around the area, Chuck,
well,
before we sign off tonight.
Well, the last one I have, Versailles and Coldwater are now going into overtime, 28-28. I've been trying to get a Loramie score, but
That was a 7-point game in the third, last we heard.
It was 8-point, 28-28. So Coldwater would have scored and got a 2-point conversion in the fourth quarter to tie the game.
But Fort Loramie Lucas was a 7-point game.
It was 20-13.
Okay.
The last score that I got. And I'm asking Joe, he's sitting on the couch watching a little television. Every once in a while he looks at my text and goes, "Hey, Chuck needs me."
Yeah, keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website. Our scores, it's 105.5 game next week, probably at Fort Loramie. Lima Central Catholic comes to town. It should be a rip-snorter, a fine game in Division 7.
It was last year,
yes,
boy.
Yes, it sure was. Those two teams collide next Friday night at Fort Loramie. Again, last we heard, Fort Loramie, late third quarter, early fourth, led Lucas by 7. 20-13. That's a real good Division 7 club west of Worcester, which beat Fort Loramie soundly in the rain last year at Lucas. So, and then keep abreast of the website. Keep in mind, the first 2 weeks of the playoffs, games are Friday only, all divisions, statewide. So we'll have a game for you last Friday of October, first Friday of November, and then the divisions separate and are played on Friday and Saturday night both as you move into the month of November. Anna was winning fairly big on the road at Fort Recovery, right?
33-20 was the last score I had in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Interesting. Anna, good.
Yeah, boy. After we watched them last week, of course it was Marion.
Right.
But Fort Recovery had played a good game last week, and this would be a nice win for the Rockets.
Yeah, fine bounce-back game for Anna. Tonight, should the Rockets hold on here, Sydney falls to 4-5 on the season. Stebbins has played 8 games, not playing the opener against Aiken. That game was canceled. Tonight is Stebbins' fourth win. Stebbins now 4-4 on the year. Sydney drops to 4-5. So many thanks to our great radio listening audience tonight, our online audience as well. Derek, great job as usual, operating the board at the radio station, Hits 105.5. Thanks to our broadcast partner, WMVR, Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Stebbins, where the Sydney Yellow Jackets have been beaten by the Stebbins Indians. Final tally tonight, Stebbins 34 and Sydney 27 on scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and Hits 105.5 FM in Sydney.